Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Saturday night, welcome to the jungle. Let me kill the music real quick. A lot of things to get to tonight. Yes, the House of Hook going off tonight. Got a lot of info on that. Before we get into that, the racing part, guys, I want to take some time out right now. And I need, Tyson, if you're on the line, brother, hit the one button because I need to open your mic up. A lot of things going on out here where I live. And, you know, the political world. Hey, Tyson, what's up, babe?
What's up, Tao? You all right?
Listen, man. Oh, no, No, not tonight. In a very, very angry, upsetting mood, man. I'm gonna need some healing after this. I'm definitely going to need Jesus after this. You know, a few months back, you know, we were on the show, and we were promoting our mayor, or the soon-to-be mayor, about a track, the whole nine yards. Donald has a nonprofit set up to help. The word I want to use is not as, how do I want to word this? I don't want to disrespect anybody. Not as fortunate as others, if
right.
That makes any sense.
Right.
And what Donald was doing was a good thing. He wanted to get a track. He wanted to give money to the lower income for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, so they can have the mom and pop's businesses.
What?
So do you know what happens in our town now? For 10 years, this battle's been going on about this new housing tract to put in, build condominiums here in this town.
Right.
And it started out, I believe, at 2,300 houses were going to be built, and it got knocked down to like 1,800, and then to 16, and then to the high. So for 10 years, it's been no, 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 no. And now they came up with number 600 plus, and now they all agree to it.
Wow.
Which makes me wonder what our council, our Los Angeles council, has in mind. Now, a guy named John Mavar out here is put something up on Facebook, and I read it, and I made a comment on it. And I said, this is the comment that I said. I said, I hope these guys enjoy their one term in office, because I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure they don't get elected again. And I mean that.
Right.
Now, I'm just one person, but I'm one person with a big mouth and a radio show that went number one at one time. So I think I have a pretty big voice. And I know I just want to speak on it. We're going to get to the racing and everything in a minute, but I got to get this out right now. He said to text me back.
You know, they turncoats. You know, everybody have good attention when they're getting elected. But once they get in that office, that shit totally changed.
You know, and here's the thing. Here's the thing, Tyson. We supported this mayor, this show, Grudge Inc., people from from all over, all you guys, from all over the United States that listen to this show, were throwing in support. Donald was busting his ass at his phone banks to get a big slap in the face. But here's the part that gets me with John Mavar. This is what this numbnut does. He tells me, I would like to see that happen. As a joke, more of a slap in the face to me saying, you ain't going to... This is pretty much what he said to me. This is exactly what he said to me.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga.
That's exactly what he said to me. Basically is what he said to me. Now, I don't know John Mavar, and he sure the fuck don't know me, but he will. Because, see, we're both in the same union, and our paths will cross. I would like to give you a description of what he looks like, but his head is probably up somebody's ass so fucking far that we don't even know what he looks like. Now, the part that makes me angry is that they want to put up, where I live here in the gardens. This housing tract is right behind me. Now, since they've been clearing it out, all the rats, the mice, and everything that were in all these abandoned Navy homes, well, guess where they're going now? But we don't think about that. What we think about in this town is, how can I get paid? How can I make money? How can the guy who's putting all this up and the people who are going to buy these plots and then sell them, they're about making money for themselves. They're not worried about the nonprofit people. They're not worried about the less fortunate people. That the higher we raise things, the harder it is for them to live. They don't get that. They don't care.
What they're willing to realize, you know, them the people that got them in there, and they know that, and they needed y'all at the time to get where they at. So now they're in there with all the power. They control the money they want to control. So now all that little stuff, what they saying, what they going to look out, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make sure this happen, I'm an old school racer myself, that was bullshit. That's just something to say, okay, vote for me, get me in here. Now I can make my steps for different moves to step on y'all heads even more, to pad my pocket even more. You know, that's basically all it boiled down to.
And now the part that really eats at me, the part that really eats at me is now this is going through. And if anybody's listening on the internet and listening to your computer, there's a number. It's a 347 number. Call in. And if you know what, if I'm wrong, put me in. Hey, you can call in and put me in my place. I don't hang up on anybody. I don't tell no one that they can't speak. But you know what? We have a lot of homeless here. We have a lot of less fortunate people in this, in not just in San Pedro, but in Wilmington, in all these places. And to those people, having a drag strip is stupid. It's dumb. It does nothing. But you know what? That drag strip will help mom and pop in their stores, because the way Donald had it set up was like, if you bring a receipt from this restaurant and this restaurant and this restaurant, you get admissions free to the track. So the more you eat at that place, guess what? The more times you get in free to watch some good racing.
What?
So, you know, that's what, that to me, that's about the community. Not taking a track and then building it out in Van Nuys where it's, you know, away from what we're doing here.
Right.
Or go up into the valley and put it up there. It's all bullshit. As far as I'm concerned, all these politicians are liars, cheats, and thieves. I will never vote for any one of these guys again. And when it comes, and I'm going to run for our political actions committee when these guys come. And if I make that, I will do everything in my power to see them not get in office and fuck over my town anymore. They put these stupid fucking bike lanes in. They got these all over this town. But the side of town that I live on, it seems like where they're doing all this shit to. And they don't worry about it because half of them don't even live over here.
Only what? That's
but you know what?
Always be.
The people like the John Mavars, whose family I believe was in real estate at one time, they're making money on this. Someone's making money somewhere. Because you know what? In life, you don't do anything for free. Nothing is for free. Someone's always got their hand out somewhere. These guys are getting, and I wouldn't be surprised if these politicians were getting a kickback for their campaigns. And I'll just say just say it straight up.
You know, it's like this, Tayo. All politicians, mayors, governors that sit, you know, them type of big figures. And what I realize, all of them got to be crooked because they're dealing with crooked people when they get elected. So before they get elected, they already know this the person we want in here because he going to make this shit happen. He going to make us get this side of the town that we want that's going to bring us millions in our pocket. You know, it's like a domino effect. Get him in here, this going to go down, this is what's going to happen. And it never seems to faze me. Same way here, you know, in Michigan, in Detroit. You know, same way. Oh, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do. As soon as they get in there, shit, man. And it's the same way. All them crooks.
My thing is this, Tyson, is that And I'm sorry to take up time on this, I know, but the people that live here in L.A., they got to hear this. No more smiling faces and kissing the kids, because when you turn around, that knife comes in your back. If anybody from San Pedro, want to call in and chime in on this, feel free. Listen, we're gonna have this. We're gonna be here for the next 2 hours. If you want to call in and talk to me about this, call in. But I think our councilman, I think our mayor, I think you guys are all full of fucking shit. And this vote should have went to the people, not five people on a committee to make up their fucking bonehead minds and with their fucking deep pockets do this. For 10 years it's been said no, 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 and now it gets approved.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker. This is what John Mavar told me. I have to quit being small-minded and look at the bigger picture. Now, I'm going to roll things to you in a second. So I send them back. What's the bigger picture?
What's the bigger picture? All right, what's the bigger picture?
We went on and on and on for 20 minutes. Do you know, to this very second, I still haven't gotten what is the bigger picture.
Right.
Because they don't know. The same thing with this Brandomir. This guy Brandomir, who works for Joe Buscaino, our councilman, told us we couldn't have a track. He said because it wasn't part of the 10-year project. And I said, well, what's that land going to be doing in the next 10 years? He says, I'll have to get back to you. That was 3 fucking months ago. And he still hasn't gotten back to me. Because they don't know. And they're nothing but fucking liars. They got their hands in their pockets or out seeing who's going to pay who what. I'm so disappointed in our councilman. I'm so disappointed in our mayor for lying to us straight to our face. Not so much the councilman, but the mayor. The mayor says, get me elected. You guys heard Donald talk on the show. Get me elected.
Yeah.
He'll be racing on Terminal Island. He didn't say in Los Angeles. He didn't say in Watts. He didn't say in Van Nuys. He said that right here at Terminal Island where we want the track. And now they won't even take Donald's phone call.
So many words. It was like it's a done deal. you know, if he got in.
So it's okay.
Like I say, man, they, you know, it's sad because, you know, it's greed. They're really not helping nobody. It's greed more than help. As long as they getting what they want, it's fine. But the small people, the people that they're supposed to protect and help, they don't give a damn. But they want the same people to back them. You know what I mean? You come for them, you want the same people to back them.
Nah, I'm done. I'm not backing these people no more. Not for what they've done. And if anybody's listening that's got the councilman's number or has got the mayor's number, the number here to call into, I'll give it to you. It's in front of you, but I'm going to give it to you. I'll say it slow so you can write it down. 347, like a small block Ford engine, 215-9989. That simple. Call in, hit the one button. My engineer, Kev, he'll get you in right away. And we'll get after this. So enough on that right now. I want to get back to the racing. I want to thank everybody for listening to me vent. And I hope that chicken shit John Mavar calls in, because I like to get him on the show and listen to him stutter. But he won't, because he's like the rest of these politicians that don't have no fucking balls.
Yeah.
So real quick, next weekend, Grudge Race, the invasion of Louisiana. My boy Boom's hosting this show. March 15th, No Problem Raceway. And he's going to be having a boom on wheels, man. He's got a great show. And if you guys want to get there, get to his show. His shows are on Monday night. He'll be on this Monday. His number for his show is just like this one, 347-215-8762. Boom's a great guy, man. He's got a great event. He's got racing for whatever you want to bring. If you want to bring a wheelchair down there, Boom's going to have a wheelchair for the race against you. Great guy, man. Got to love me some Boom.
Kev just told me.
Oh, shit. Wait, I'm sorry. Boom, I didn't even know you were on, brother. I'm sorry.
What did you say, T.O.?
What's happening, my brother? You getting ready for next week?
Man, I just got off the phone with Jay Barnes himself. This is a special event for the races out there that's listening, man. I want to run it down to y'all, tell if you will give me a few minutes of your time. And I do want to touch on what you was venting about, but I'm not going to talk long on it. But first of all, with the racing world, okay? As everyone knows, last year we did the invasion of Louisiana for the first time. I teamed up with Grudging. March the 15th of this year, this Saturday is coming up, we are hosting the first Grudge Inc. race of the year 2014. I am hosting, and I'm proud to be the host of the first Grudge Inc. race of the year 2014. I can tell y'all from my past experience, it is going to be one hell of a race. Now, I'm going to run it down to y'all what we have locked up and races that will take place because I have the punk out money. Y'all do know that Tree Man is locked in with the Jekyll car. All right, we do have the 23 Boys locked in with Black Hole. The 23 Boys is giving Black Holes two car links and the hit out the back door. The 23 Boys is giving Dinky from my squad, the hit squad with the Mustang, giving Dinky two car links and the hit out the back door. Gold Dust is locked up with our mystery Mustang, which is not no mystery anymore because we appeared in Hattiesburg with it. He's locked up 300 on 1500 or better to race. That's Gold Dust. That's Fletcher Cox that plays with the Philadelphia Eagle car. He has an LS Power Mustang. King Black is locked up with Rat Pack, which is Big Melvin. He's a listener to your show, Tail. Another 504 number. He calls me every Saturday when I'm not on your show. I say, "Boom, you on the show?" And I say, "Hold on, let me call. I'll be coming away from a track somewhere at this time," and I call in. But I want y'all guys to know the reason why this show here is going to be special is because We're giving away $3,000 to the baddest motherfucker on 28th or 29th. The only rule is no Willie Bars. Now, we got David Wolf. We got David Wolf coming with the Turbo Blue Mustang. We got White Trash going to be there looking for action. We got the LSX Mustang going to be looking for action. I heard GT Boosie might be in the house looking for action. I hadn't heard back from the Oklahoma guys whether they was coming back. You know, they did come to my show last year and supported my show last year. Now, it's questionable whether they'll be back. Like I said, I have not spoke with anyone. Man, I can go on and on and tell y'all about these locked-up races I have on this race. I do know whatever, like Kateo said, no matter what kind of car you have, you're going to get action. You're going to get action. And, you know, and we also do foot action, too. I'm 300 pounds, and anybody that's 300-plus, down on your ass, I'm going to go to the 60.
You know what, man? I'm almost going to pay money to come down and see that.
Hey, welcome all over YouTube. Now, my last race is on YouTube. My last race, I ran some 300-pound white guy in a Leesville, Mississippi, and I busted my ass because I was stuck in the track bike, and he was smart enough to get on the side, and I didn't. So I got my feet got stuck in the track bike, and I busted my ass, sprint off the line. You know, everybody said I put too much power in it off the line, and you know, but I was stuck in the track bike, you know. But we have fun in my races, man. I cook free food. Now, if you come late to my races, you probably won't get no food, man. I mean, it's Cajun food, so if you can't stand spice food, you might not want to come and get none of my food. You might want to go to the concession stand. But, man, I tell y'all guys, I have promoted this race. I'm tired. I told Jay going to be at my house Thursday. We're going to walk the French Quarter from Thursday until Saturday. You know, Jay don't like to walk and take pictures and stuff, so that's what we're doing, and we're going to relax into that day. Like I said, it's a $3,000 shootout, free entry. Free entry. So that means anybody on 28 or 29. I mean, if people say, what about a W? I don't care. If it got the word 28 on it or the 29 on it, you, I don't know if somebody has, y'all can go. But with that being said, I appreciate you for letting me come on, man. And I wish that I can get you a couple of y'all guys down here, man. If y'all only spectate, I would love y'all to see it. I mean, and I know y'all do know I do carry DVDs in my events, and I have HD quality DVDs. So for the ones that don't get the chance to make it, I will come back on Taylor's show after this event, which will be the following Saturday, and I will put everything in a position where Taylor can take pre-orders from y'all and receive the money. I will send a shipment to him to send out, or I will directly drop ship them to you all. So it won't be like you missed because you'll be seeing it live in HD. So with that being said, Tayo, I'm going to stay on and listen to your show. And if anybody have any questions, anybody come from Detroit, Chicago, anywhere in the area, y'all just get with me before y'all get to the gate because I'm going to escort you like your VIP. So I'm going to take y'all to support me, you know, so. You know, but that being said, now just to tap on what you was talking about, if you don't understand, Tell, those like you said, I mean, you understand and you said it, they were already corrupt. They was corrupt when they started, when they signed on to the positions of what they was trying to get into the office for. They knew what they was going to do to be able to get in that position, to hold that position. They knew what they got to do to keep that position because y'all were impeached a motherfucker in California. And on top of that, here in Louisiana, if you hadn't been watching the world news over here, all the mayors have been to federal penitentiary over here. And they got more going right now. They're all in court right now. They're all going to fucking jail, point blank, period. So they're all stealing, and they're doing all the fucked up shit they need it calls for. And like you said, they're doing shit to benefit and make millions and fit their pockets. You understand? So, and that's what they're doing. They sign off for that shit. And they know what the repercussions are going to be. I'll be on, like, one of our Louisiana congressmen. This motherfucker hiding money in the freezer. When the feds come in, he got three freezers full of money. He done took a bribe for one. They done videoed him. And he committed adultery with another politician. And he, and his, they asked him, what are you doing hiding money in the freezer, and I'm trying to keep it safe. Bitch, you ain't trying to keep it safe. But anyway, he's in federal prison, and they all going down, they all telling on each other. So, let me tell you something, they doing wrong now. They eating in that line. But I promise you, the moment that y'all people, like the Louisiana people and that Katrina shit, a lot of our problems are coming from the Katrina shit down here in Louisiana. So many millions and millions, so many fake businesses was opened by these politicians. And see, in Louisiana, you cannot be a politician with a business that's serving in the same state you're in. See, because it's it's a conflict of interest, Because watch this here. Like in Louisiana after Katrina, every motherfucking amendment come from all over the world with construction companies here to help rebuild Louisiana. I know y'all see all the ads about rebuilding Louisiana. So therefore, what the politician was doing, they was opening bullshit-ass companies and real companies and the people that was making, in Louisiana, you have to bid on jobs over here. And it's
right.
Y'all got businesses. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You have to bid on shit. And when you win the bid, that's your job. You get the job. Whoever cut the check, I'll be hiring that other shit go. But watch this here. So they was bidding on that shit themselves with their surprise companies. The work was been done, but all the money at the end was going to the politicians.
Going to the politicians, right. Because they cleared the market.
Like the answer is Ray Nagin. Ray Nagin, he's the mayor that just got out. We got Lazar in there now. And they charged us something with 22 counts of fraud.
We got to do something to get this country back, man, because it's going to hell in a pothole. It's slowly becoming a communist country.
I'm telling you something, stay out their lane. Do what you can do. I'm going to tell you something. I had a motherfucker that used to fuck with me about my race cars, and he came to try to buy a 6-4 Impala from me. Now, this was a guy with the code enforcement. Code enforcement here is people that come around and inspect, make sure you keep your garbage, your yard clean, your grass cut, and all that type of stuff down here. Make sure you got all over the place. All the environmental people, right? So this motherfucker and was trying to buy cars from me, right? And I wouldn't sell them because it was some stuff that was belonging to my family that I couldn't sell. The shit had the works there. So I wouldn't sell it to these guys, right? So don't you know them guys came to me and pretty much told me I'm either going to move this motherfucker shit or they're going to take it for free. So this shit went headlines in the newspaper. This shit went headlines in the newspaper. How about a white guy came to me and said, boom, I got 55 acres of land that ain't doing anything. You're going to get you $1,000 by $2,000 of it and fence it off and put all your shit up in it. And that's why I've been rocking since then, man. This guy was a blessing from God, man. And all I can tell you about that tale is lay that shit over to God's hand, man, because I promise you, all of them is doing dirt, and you know they're doing dirt, and God know they're doing dirt. It's just it ain't their time yet.
And this thing, boom! How many properties and shit they took that way? Only one is still there and said, "You ain't get. I'm not selling it." Just think, how many they done took that way?
Hey, let's touch that. Okay, Katrina hit here, right? They came up after Katrina hit. They came up with that what they call roll home money. So what the government was buying property from these people that didn't come back to their houses because basically there was no need to come back to it. It was underwater. And all that stuff, that water that came through here wasn't no just regular water. If you notice, that's why the government took all cars from this state, and you could not purchase any cars from this state that was underwater because the cars came from the inside out.
Oh, right.
But anyway, about the house thing, They take people's property now, and to keep it looking like it's legal, they throw these little calls in that a homeowner can buy the property next door to them, to try to make it look a little legit. But I'm a politician myself. I'm a Democrat, and I go on these websites that I go on these websites that offer the bid on houses, defaulted houses and stuff. Don't you know every time I got on that motherfucker, I was booted off that motherfucker? But the politicians get on people buy every fucking thing. The real estate companies buying every fucking thing, and they monopolizing this bullshit. The whole city of New Orleans that was residential down in the New Orleans downtown area, the motherfuckers done bought all that. They done bought all that shit, and they trying to do it, trying to make New Orleans like a Las Vegas type style shit. But that's what I want to iterate on that, man. My suggestion to you, Tayo, bro. You know what's going on. Your eyes is open on it. They know what's going on. I think it's only going to be a problem for you if, you know, the politicians, you know, they're doing it, and they're going to get caught doing it, I promise you. They're going to get caught. They're going to get caught. It might take a little time, but they're going to get caught. Hey, man, I hope y'all guys can iterate on my race. If y'all can make it down, I'm going to stay on the show and listen. If y'all can make it to my race, man, it's the one hell of a race to see. And if you can't, you know, bring a car or something, spectate if you can. If you can't, it's going to be next year or any other race that I put on. But, y'all, I need to learn, I need to know what's going on up there, Yahweh, because I am going to travel with grudging and on my own. So I hadn't heard anything about anything that's coming up in y'all area. So
We're working on it right now, Boom. And you know what? I definitely am going to give you a call because I'm gonna need your insight on getting this thing together because I've never promoted a race before, you might have to take me by the hand and walk me through it. You know what I mean?
I will, cause I know one thing: Taylor will fly me in, and I'll help you out foot to foot. Now, what you think about that?
Oh, you know that. You know that, baby.
Okay, man. Well, just get me there. I don't mind.
And you know what? Not only that. What size shoes you wear?
I wear 11.
He ain't wearing no flip-flops.
You sure right when you get off the plane, I'm going to have you a nice pair of 11.5-inch flip-flops. We can walk out of that airport in style, baby.
Hey, as long as they're not going between my toes, you know, I'm diabetic. I can't wear them between my toes.
Whatever you want, baby. Don't worry. We'll have selection. We'll have a smorgasbord of flip-flops.
Give me some sandals, some slip band sandals, and I'm going to be cool. I'm going to walk different
sandals. That's right.
Walk with your flip-flop.
Hey, Tayo, you know Boone can't let his bunion show.
Hey, you talking about shit, I might be 300, but I have a pretty feet. I don't mind showing my feet. But, yeah, man, I hope there's somebody out here listening, man, that would like to come down, man, to make that race. But anyway, if for the ones that ain't KO, I'm gonna make some DVDs, KO, and you can push them for me.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely gonna need one, Boom.
I am. I'm gonna send them to you, man, and we're gonna go from there, man. But
just to let you know, real quick, I will be seeing you in July, brother.
Okay, July 26th. There it is.
And I will be down in July.
That's what's up, man. Bring my slippers when you come in, 11.5.
And then you can wear them on the plane, then you can wear them on the plane out here.
Yeah, but you're not going to be stretching out here, man. You're going to want to wear slippers, man. Yeah.
I might even bring a T-shirt that says California Native on it like that, baby. That's how I roll.
Hey, I'm going to be mad as hell if you don't bring me a California T-shirt.
I'll bring you one.
And then I got you an Invasion of Louisiana T-shirt, too.
All right. Done deal, man. Done deal.
You know my shirt says on them, huh? It has a 5-inch Louisiana emblem on the chest with a Florida leaf in the middle of it, and it's got a big old boot, state of Louisiana boot on the back of it. And it's got across the top, it says, I am a Louisiana grudge racer.
Hey, I'll take that.
Watch this here. And it says in the state, I'm shaped like a boot because I kick ass. You know, Louisiana
hey,
is like a boot.
Hey, Boom, that works for me, man, because I'm Italian and my family's from Italy and Italy's shaped like a boot. So, hey, it works two ways for me.
Absolutely. You're free. When you wear that shirt down there in California, you know, some guys like that shit there, man. It's unique, man. I did that shirt last year, and I sold out. And guys are calling me now for those shirts, and I told them I have some at the show for the invasion. So, have you decided the topic tonight, Tayo, or y'all just conversating tonight, or what?
Oh, you know what? I was going to get some race reports. I got some race reports. I got a couple race reports in right now. I was going to get some race reports, and then I got some people on the line I got to bring in, too, man. One guy I haven't talked to in months, he's online, so I got to get him in before he hangs up on me.
Okay, well, let
me
shut up.
And then he'll call me on my phone again.
All right, well, let me shut up and let you carry on with the show. Thank you, Tayo. Bye.
All right, okay, boom.
I'm still on the show, though.
Okay.
I'm going to be on mute. All right.
Man. So I guess they're racing out in at the House of Hook tonight, and Brian Davis beat Death Trap. I guess he gapped him pretty good, and I got a report that Matt Paul crashed his car.
Wow.
But I hear he's okay. You know, got out of the car. You know, he's walking around. But I guess it was a pretty. I haven't seen it, but I guess it was a pretty violent. I think he hit both walls. Hit one wall and came across and hit the other one, they said. But he's doing all right. And then we'll be getting more stuff in as we go.
Go down
the line. But I got to bring in open up some mics right now. Uncle Larry, you there, babe?
What's going on, T.O.?
What's happening, boss? How's everything going, man?
Oh, man, everything's wonderful, man. Glad to hear you. Glad to be on the show to come and support, as usual. And
what's up, Uncle Larry?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you been?
Oh, man, I've been hanging in here.
Yeah, but I had to get on the show. As you can see, I kind of queued in early tonight, man.
Yeah, you sure did, man.
Yeah, come in to hear the racing report and see how you doing and see how you guys been holding it in the road, man. You know, other than that, basically, shoot, just still holding on, man, trying to wait for our time to get in, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, we hit some bumps in the road out here. I'm hoping that Donald calls in tonight. I know he's probably got a few things to talk about what I had going on. But I Uncle Larry, sit tight, because I got to bring in this caller right now, because if I don't bring in this caller, He's gonna hang up and he's gonna cuss me out.
I'll be on mute.
What's going on, sunshine? What's up, brother? Melvin.
Hey, what's going on, Cal?
What's going on, baby?
Not too much, man. Down here at the House of Hook, man, watching some good racing.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow, you went down to the House of Hook, huh?
Yeah, I'm down here hanging out, man. Yeah, watching all the boys. Matt, he all right, man. He did hit both of those walls. And Chucky's still in. And actually, they're going to get ready to run another round of the shootout cars in a minute here. Yeah, it's going
to
get
ready to run right now.
Yeah, in a few minutes. I think they're dragging the track again right quick. Gold Digger just made a pass. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just down here having a good time, man.
I saw the video on Brian Davis when he raced that Death Trap. Looks like he gapped him.
Yeah.
I'm getting some feedback somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's really? Shake in the car with me, man. Got a speakerphone on. Told him to cut it off, but, you know, you can't tell Shake nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna leave him. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
but I'm down here having a good time, man. Hospitality is real nice, man. These Southern boys, it's real good. A lot of fun, man. Seen a lot of.
I don't know why
cars.
You didn't.
They got some quick cars down here.
I don't know why you just didn't put your phone on speaker, because now Shake's calling on the other line.
I know, man. I don't know what to do with Shake.
Mute Shake, Mike.
No, man, because Shake will call me. He'll call me on my phone. He'll call me on my cell phone. And say, open up my damn mic. No, Kim got him right now.
It's shoot off and to get interesting now. I think old Chucky got away with a couple cars that wasn't too fast these last couple rounds. Now he's going to really get some stiff competition. I don't know who he's going to get next. But I know we got some turbo cars here left, and we got some big-inch motors out there. And boy, it's rough. And then we got this one Mustang that's in the program, man, all chassis car on 29s, and this buck, he's hauling ass. He's hauling ass. So we're going to wait on this round to go by and see what happens.
Dog today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He's riding around here on go-kart with the motor on it.
Did he get his voice back?
Yeah, he got it back. He got it back.
Oh, he came on the show last week, boy. He was sounding he was just real tired, but boy, you could hear it in his voice, man. He was trying to talk. A good deal, man.
He ain't
man.
Doing a whole lot of talking tonight. Yeah, he ain't doing too much talking tonight. I guess he don't want to go home like that, but he having himself a good time, that's for sure.
Oh,
and
good.
As soon as I seen him, I say I came all the way down. I came all the way down here just to call you a bitch. As soon as I seen him, that's what I called him. Tony Bynes got that his Camaro. His here. He's having a few issues with it. He was just back there lined up with his old car, the Gangster Boo, to them boys whoever he sold it to. Man, they got some
good
operators on that thing now. Yeah, he here. And it's running real good. He got a few issues with it, handling a little bit upstairs, but he's working it out. I just seen him do a hose shot back there, and man, it was mean.
Wait a minute. What Gangster Boo's out? That car's out now.
The one that he had, he sold it to someone.
Gangster Boo.
Yeah, the one that he had the earlier part of the year.
You talking about Gangster Boo 2?
Gangster Boo 2. The one that Tony had owned, the end of last year, first of this year he was racing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Candy Crusher, man.
Yeah, Candy Crusher. They was just lined up. Something happened to both of them, but nothing happened to Tony, but something happened to the Malibu, so they pushed them both off the start line. I imagine they're gonna come back up here again. But that Camaro left him back there like a bullet. He got that car leaving good, real good. So, like I said, I'm having a good time down here, man. So I'm going to go back on mute so you can get Shake on there. Let him give his two-cent worth of input.
All right, man.
You know how he is over there. All right, so I'm going to be on mute just listening.
All right. All right, Melvin. Good talking to you, brother. All right, man.
All right.
I got to bring in Donald. Donald's on the line. Donald, you there, brother?
What's up, Tail? What's going on, man? Good to see you guys out there on the radio show again tonight. Just wrapping up a night over here at my garage, working on my little love truck with Dave Diviak right now. Just getting some cage issues squared away here. But, you know, the story still continues and the saga keeps moving on with the fight to bring back the Terminal Island Raceway here in the harbor area. The most latest thing that we got going on right now, we had that last rally, you know, and we took over the parking lot down at the Harbor Commission. We had a pretty good turnout, but we're looking to do more stuff now. We're still waiting for Councilman Buscainos to get the reply from the city attorney on the legalities. So, you know, all this stuff is just slow. I mean, that's the way they move here in the city of Los Angeles, and it's just, you know, that's just the way politicians move. I mean, like we said before, maybe if one of their people gets killed, then they'll move a little bit faster. But unfortunately at this time, you know, we don't have, you know, anything coming down the pipe. The only thing that we do got, a big deal coming on, we're going to get together with the Brotherhood of Street Racers drag bike division with Kenny Russell, Gigolo, Rice Rocket Rick, and all these guys. And what we're going to do is we're going to stage another event rally, but this time we're going to probably District 9, which is South Central, Bernard Parks' jurisdiction. Remember the old police chief, LAPD police chief, and the one that went online saying that, you know, that we didn't need a track in the harbor area and that it wasn't of any significance. You know, you could see him on the 1320.com video. of him saying that. So that's our next movement is going to be that rally. We're going to have it somewhere in, like I said, in District 9. I'm going to partner up with Kenny Russell and them guys, and we're going to be talking to the Drag Box Division and rendezvous everybody. We're going to get all the guys together again. Hopefully he can come make it out again, and we can get as many people out there as we can. We're just going to keep continuing to attack. We got a magazine called 742 Marketing, and they want to do a story on the movement right now, so we're going to move forward with that. We've got over 4,000 people on the Project Street Legal page, and then we probably got right now total signed petition for the track to come back. We probably got over 1,000, probably 1,500 online, and then I probably got another 100 on me right now, and then we got other people from the Brotherhood, Johnny Boy and George and them from Full Throttle. We got Michael Sleepy from the Down to Ride family, the Stunt Bike Division. They're out there doing their footwork, and everybody's continuing to just progress and move forward. We haven't been doing too much with Fox 11 right now. I got a call from them the other day. Now that the Grammys are over and the Oscars and all that stuff, they say, "What's up? What's next?" So we're gonna do something with them and get back out there. We just gotta keep continuing to push the issue and just show, hey, we're not gonna give up. A friend of mine that I did talk to the other day was telling me that she was downtown and that somebody in City Hall had told her, hey, we noticed that your name was on the petition and you signed it. And she says, yeah, I did sign it. You know, have you guys brought them in and sat down and talked to them about what the core issues are and what they're really, what they're going for? I mean, the people downtown think it's about opening up a raceway, and having a legal raceway. Yeah, that's one point of it, but we know most of all we want to get these young guys off the street and we want to keep them out of jail. Because the other person that I'm involved with, I go and protest with her, and we're protesting unfair treatment, for inmates right now. So if we can, get them at the lower street level, then maybe I don't have to be walking to Norwalk in front of the city hall with the orange jumpsuit on and chains out there protesting too, because it's all related to each other, So I don't know. We're going to keep moving forward. We ain't stopped. We're just, regrouping, changing the oil, changing the spark plugs right now, getting ready to, we're going to make another pass at this again, and we ain't going to give up. But like I said, unfortunately, politics, tails, they move slow. You know it. You know what's going on. I mean, one of the things I've been doing with the city council or with the neighborhood council that I'm on is that we're trying to get these harbor commissioners to have at least one evening meeting a month, because right now they're holding the port in a stranglehold by having all morning meetings when we're all at work. So, of course, we can't attend those meetings. So they keep their meetings in a stranglehold like that. So that's one of the things that I'm trying to push and chop away from the inside, being on a neighborhood council. And the other neighborhood councils agree, Harbor City, Northwest San Pedro, and Coastal, yeah, that we do need to have meetings in the evenings. Now, if we get those evening meetings back again, then, we go back at them again and start hitting the harbor department. But as of right now, they know we're here. They know we're not going away. My friend told them, downtown City Hall, hey, if you know these guys like I know them, you better be prepared, because they're not going to give up. They're not going to stop. And so if they're talking about us down in City Hall, we're on their mind. Every time that petition was signed, they got an email. So there was over 1,500 emails that were hitting Mayor Garcetti's desk, Joe's desk, Mitch Englander, all these people that sit on those council seats up there, they're all getting the emails and everything, so they know what's going on. So, it's just going to be one of those things, man. It's just going to be one of those things that we just got to be in it for the duration and the long run and say, we're not going to give up. I'm not going to stop, The street action is going crazy. I mean, we got some big street cars out here that they're ready to go. I mean, it's springtime's coming around the corner. Everybody's been working on their stuff. But right here in California, the weather's so good that, people are constantly racing year-round on the street, We got some heavy hitters out there right now,
How hot was it today, Donald?
I believe it was about 70, 75, somewhere around there. It was in the 70s.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice. I was down in my garage working with my tank top on and, you know, listening to some rock and roll, messing around. Dave was putting welds on the halo and stuff for the truck. And, you know, California weather, you can't beat it, baby.
Hey, Donald, don't let Taylor get you in trouble. We up here with 80 inches of snow.
Oh, 30 inches of snow. What's going on over there? Man, that ain't a... Well, I don't know. Can you drag? Can you? I've seen some YouTube videos of people drag racing in the snow before. Man, 30 inches. That ain't no fun. You got heated garages or what? Put those heaters in those garages over there. That's crazy. That's
hey,
crazy.
Donald, I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show or not, or if you read what my blog was about when I put it up. But I cut into the mayor, our politicians, not happy with them, with the bullshit, the lies, you know, with this Ponte Vista bullshit going on that got approved, that the five city councilmen agreed on.
Of course they're going to agree on it. They don't live in San Pedro. You know how much traffic that's going to create now? Not only for San Pedro, but Harbor City, you know what I mean? And everybody that surrounds that area. Like, we need more. Those are, like, high-priced projects. That's all they are. And they got the nerve to complain about the people that live in the real projects. I mean, they're building is high-priced projects. That's all they are. If you ask me, that's all they are, Taylor. You know, look at them.
You know? And that's the problem that I put out and I pointed out. And it says John Mabar, idiot, who I had the words with on Facebook. And you know what? He said to me, he says, you don't think Joe Buscaino's been the best councilman we've ever had? That wasn't my issue. My issue, he told me that I should look at the bigger picture. Five times in the argument of the text, I asked him, what's the bigger picture? You tell me to look at the bigger picture. What's the bigger picture? You know what he said? He said nothing. He said nothing, like Brandemir. Said nothing. 3 months still getting back to me. Haven't heard nothing.
Nothing.
Fuck these guys. I'm so sick and tired of them. And they still don't have the balls. And you know they're listening, but they don't have the balls to get on this station because I'll fucking eat them up and spit them out.
They can't stand next to us. They're trying to hush us up. They're trying to puppet us and make us say other things. But that's not going to be the case. And you know what? Like you said, if we got to roll these cars off in the middle of the night in Harbor Boulevard, we're going to do it. I'll uncork my shit, and we'll go for it. It don't matter if I'm winning or losing. If we got to get out there, we're going to get out there. Like I said, Fox called me, and they're like, what's up? What's next? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? The producers are on, you know, onto us, and they like what's going on. I mean, who doesn't want to see a David versus Goliath? But like you said, these politicians are unaccountable. They're doing things that are only for their agendas, their private agendas. That's what they're into. You know, they couldn't give a shit about us. They're over there dumping piles of dirt on the fucking land right now on Terminal Island. You know what I mean? It's like, how stupid can you be? You got a big ditch that's empty over here, but yet you're going to truck it over there so that way you can put some more money in some of your other friends' pocket again when you got to truck it back to Paseo. You know, it's, I don't know. I've never had no heated discussions with Mabar. He's always been okay with me. He's actually cracked the door open, and he supported me from the beginning when it was first going on. And he used to be a member of Northwest San Pedro Neighborhood Council. And when I approached him and put the presentation on for him, he saw all the issues that were involved, and he took interest in them right away. And he was on the committee that helped generate that letter of support from Northwest San Pedro Neighborhood Council. But, yeah, he's pro that Ponte Vista thing, but it's like, that's not good. That is not good. It's not good. That land is, I don't know, man. These people, they just got some crazy issues going on. We don't need no more traffic. We don't need all that stuff, you know? We don't need that. I mean, you don't have to put that
how
many
come the
houses
people
up there.
How come the people of San Pedro didn't get a chance to vote on this?
Well, it went through the Northwest Council a bunch of times, okay? And what happened is they came out with the original plan was for a lot of units to be placed up there. And as we know, you go in asking for a lot, and then you just give a little by little until somebody finally gives in. The plan that they have now is for like 800 units or something. I don't even know what the final number is right now.
It came down to 600.
Okay, see, so they were dropping. They kept dropping it. And so I don't know why that Mavar keeps pushing the issue to build that. I don't know why he's behind.
I'll tell you exactly why. Because his family's into construction. And who do you think is going to be fucking building these houses?
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody does things for a reason. For a reason. There's nothing done for free. Sure, if I'm going to make $4 or $5 million, $10 million on building some houses, you don't think I'm going to be for the fucking project?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. This is all about money. They don't give a fuck about the people that are less fortunate that don't get to open presents on Thanksgiving or Christmas and have a turkey on Thanksgiving. They don't care about these people.
Yeah.
They just don't. Let's build the houses. They can't even fill capital.
I know.
They're building more houses?
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's hidden agendas, like we said. It's all hidden agendas, you know. So, I mean, I'm gearing up to do something again. Like I said, we're getting together with the drag bike division. We got some lowriders from the National Lowrider Association now that want to get involved with us. Tail, we even have some biker groups. Some well-known biker groups here on the West Coast, hardcore biker groups that I ran into at the swap meet last month, and they handed me their business card. They said, hey, we've been watching you on the news. We see what you're doing. How could we help you? Imagine us walking in the city hall with all these bikers and these lowriders and everybody going in there. They're going to fucking get scared. You know what I mean? They don't understand that we are all together on this one. Their only agendas is what they have for their families, too. I mean, we're out there, too, man. It's just crazy. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do, just ring me out or what. But, you know, I don't want to cross that line. I don't want to start getting all crazy. I mean, Big Willie had the same problem. They drove the poor man insane to the point where it got him, you know, frustrated and angry, and they tripped that switch, and that's exactly what, you know, I think that they're trying to do the same thing. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm not that goddamn important where they're trying to make me go crazy like that, because you know what? I'm going to stay grounded, man. I got people like you guys. We got Grudge Inc. that gives us a voice out there in the racing community. We got, you know, all the street racers in Los Angeles that are out here, they're, you know, hustling and doing their things on the streets. I mean, man, there's just a lot of people that want to see this happen. You know, I ran into a guy the other day that, I mean, he's like, hey, man, I just hope you guys win. They want to see it come back again, you know. I mean, we need it.
I got breaking news here. Chucky just went out and just lost in that round in the shootout. And he ran Felton's son. Felton's son put him on the trailer. Just letting y'all know that. I'm going back on mute now. All right.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah. We need we need Palmdale back. You know, we need Irwindale to stay open. We need Terminal Island Raceway to come back. You know, we need as many raceways as we can here in Los Angeles. They don't, I mean, in California, period. You know, they're not hearing us. I mean, you know, they got Fontana back, and that's good for Fontana. And another thing that I'm hearing, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I hear that the councilman is looking for someplace in Van Nuys to do something.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not. Is it a rumor or what? What is going on in Van Nuys? I mean, you know what, Luke, tell you the truth. If he does something in Van Nuys, then good for the street racers in the valley, in the Van Nuys. That's good for them. I'm happy for them. I'm glad that they got someplace to go up there. But it's not down here, you know. It's not. I mean, I ain't gonna drive my gasser all the way up there to go run it. You know what I mean? It's like they're not.
I still
want to
know.
The point. They don't answer my phone calls. They don't answer my texts. They're missing the points. You know, they're not. They're not looking. They say they're doing something, but they ain't doing shit. You know what I mean? They're not doing nothing. You know. I see Perosi. Man, I saw Perosi at Eastview last week. okay? I know the man. He knows me. I shook his hand. I see him up there. He acts like he don't know me, Tail. What's up with this guy, bro? Is he one of those guys like that? Is that how he is, too? He's one of those guys that, like, they only want to know you when it's their time to know you, and the rest, they want to treat you like shit. You know, I'm not even going to play into that, man. I hung out with my family. I watched my nephew play. I'm up there to watch my nephew. But, you know, these people, man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I mean, how are you going to be like that? You know me. He walks right by me, and they just act like, what's up? Am I supposed to extend my hand and be the bigger guy? I've done it already before, and he still acts like he don't know me. You know what I mean? But he fucking knows who I am. He'll know who I am when I go park in front of his house and light my shit up over there. Then he'll know who I am. I don't want to do that, but if things are not going to happen, they want to arrest somebody for street racing, well, arrest me. Arrest me. Fuck, I got my jacket says street racer on it. You don't get that jacket because you're not racing in the street. You got to be a street racer to have that jacket on. They want to fucking take somebody to jail? Take me to jail. You know, I'm willing to go down for the cause, what's right. They don't know the core issues, man. He's all into kids' sports and all that stuff up there. Well, fuck, we want to keep them out. We want to keep the kids out of jail so they can, you know, play sports and shit like that. You know what I mean? They don't know the core issues, bro. They don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to go away. I'm not going away. I tell you that much. It's going to be a long battle. And, man, I'm going to give them hell. Because as soon as these council meetings start turning over till we get them back in the evenings again with the Harbor Commission, I'm going in, and I'm taking everybody with me, and we're all going in, and we're going to, you know, make that fire marshal come and say, hey, there's too many of you. You guys can't be in here. You know, even when we did that rally and we ended up down at the parking lot down there, Port Police said, hey, you guys can't come here. And one of my friends was like, hey, the Port Police saying you guys can't come in. I said, well, yeah, we're still coming anyways. So, you know, we're all going there. And the Port Police ended up helping us park cars that day. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
People want to help us. They want to help us. You know people want to help us, but their jobs are on the line, bro. They want to stay quiet. They don't want to get fired. Tail, you know the deal, bro. You know the deal.
You know? Look at that highway patrolman when those guys from Oklahoma came out, and we told them we were on 135th and Main. We told them, hey, these guys came out from Oklahoma. They're with that show. We want to get this race. He looked at his watch and said, you got 15 minutes to get it off. In 16 minutes, I'm blowing everybody out.
It was LAPD, and that's when I was the one that went over there and talked to them. You know, everybody started running and getting all crazy. Everybody started taking off, and I was like, hey, you know, let me go talk to him. And I was straight up with the dude. I told him the truth. I said, look, we're doing here to, you know, for the new season that's coming up versus California. All right, you guys got 15 minutes. Do what you guys got to do. Other than that, I'm going to come and chase everybody. Everybody's going to jail. You know, and they were out of their jurisdiction, but did they give us a respect? Of course they did. We respected them, approached them with pride and dignity and respect them, and they gave it to us in return. And that's what the bottom line is. And the bottom line is, too, that, you know what, City Hall don't give a fuck about nobody. They don't care. They're going after e-cigarettes right now. They're taking everything off them right now and going after these electronic cigarettes now. Long Beach already started that shit. They outlawed it. They opened the door. So, bam, here goes L.A. trying to do it now. So, I don't know, man. This politics shit is a bunch of crazy shit. And I ain't nobody with no, but just a regular dude with a fucking jailhouse GED. I ain't no better than these motherfuckers. But let me tell you something, Tail. I can fucking stand next to you and stand next to Bronco, big guys, and have respect just for who I am. A lot of these fucking guys, you shake their hands and they're flimsy. They can't fucking shake with a firm handshake. You guys, everybody that I know that I grew up with, we got a good solid group of core people that are out here, and they're hardcore guys. You know what I mean? I would stand next to you guys any day before I stand next to these other people anymore. It's just crazy, man. It's crazy shit, you know?
Hey, one more breaking news. Hate to interrupt y'all again. Big Low still in the shootout. He just knocked off another one of them Mustangs. Big Low still in the shootout. Back on mute.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know, nice, man.
Nice having these big updates like this for those races way out there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
well, you know what?
I don't know, man.
Well, you know what? What I'm going to do, we're going to go. I'm still working with Fontana about getting a race. And maybe sometime after my boy Boom's race in Louisiana in July, I'm going to fly him out here, and we're going to go sit with the guys over at Fontana and talk to them about, you know, this is what we want to do. These are the kind of cars we want to bring. We want to, you know, rent the track out. You guys in or out, you know, or however we got to do this. But I'm going to bring Boom out and he'll throw that Louisiana charm on their ass.
Yeah, that'll be good to bring them out here. Hopefully Fontana will welcome them with open arms and turn those clocks off over there, and we let them go at it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't know, man. I hope, you know, they're running at Irwindale tomorrow. I know Fontana's back again. I want to take my car out there, but you know what? It's not going to be the same. But you know what? I'll go participate. I'll be out there. You know what I mean? It's like drag bike division was going to run last weekend. They had an open test and tune, and then they were going to have that Mickey Thompson challenge, and they got canceled, you know, because of the rain and all that stuff that we had. But, I don't know. Yeah, it's we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. We're going to keep moving forward. You know, we're not going to let this go away. You know, I don't know. It's just going to be a big battle, man, and I'm prepared to fight, man. I'm not going to give up. You know, if it's going to be a long thing that's going to happen. Like I said, I was just talking with Phil last night. So we're gearing up to go again, and we're going to give them hell. I'm not going to let this shit just dwindle away. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They want to just wring my ass out, but you know what? I don't think so. You know, we're going to try to play their game as best as we can.
We should start doing is lighting up Harbor Boulevard. They're saying there's no street race problem. We just got to start lighting it up and then going on top and parking like we normally do and let them drive by and see us there. And then as soon as they drive by, two cars just go, man, we're not even talking about for any money. We started just making noise down there.
Yeah, I know.
So are they going to keep driving by when they get out of the car and tell us, what are you guys doing down here? Oh, we're just kicking back talking. We're not racing. There's no street racing problem down here in the harbor area.
Yeah.
Hey, Tao.
Yeah. Yeah, babe.
Boom. Don't you know that I'm going to show you how smart and stupid these politicians are here in the state of Louisiana and the New Orleans area. Tao. Last night, Mo Jeezy ran a guy by the name of G.A. in a Mustang, 302 base motor. Mo was in one of the stock bets, cam only, and they was running quarter mile, heads up, motor on motor. Dude, we had 3,000 spectators, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Watch this here. Now, we run from the cops all the time. They try to set us up. We avoid that. Most guys is out there drag racing or NOPD, and they have their walkie-talkie out there. Nowadays, these cell phones and radios and these vehicles has what you call the scanner, and we know the location. So when they say 7600 block of Amanasa, you know what I'm saying, we know they on their way or got a call from somebody. So what I'm saying is they got land. I know y'all heard about the World's Fair in New Orleans, right?
Right.
Okay, the Jazz land. Katrina tore it up. None of the machines can work because, you know, most of those roller coasters are, and the water came through there pretty deep out there. So all that stuff is safe to reopen. So you have a municipal museum of art. Crafts and stuff, just sitting out there on umpteen hundreds of acres of land in the east of Louisiana, the east of New Orleans. And all those acres of land, the state has purchased that from the specific owners of that, which is Disney, whatever. We're the Florida Fair, whatever, they own that, but the city of New Orleans bought that. My point I'm saying is that we need to have politicians and people to campaign to say, hey, they come out there and write us tickets, $150 tickets. Most of the people that's out there working people, so they can't afford to miss work to go to court to do it. So a lot of people are getting a tetanus order. There's a lot of, like the man says, a lot of things that the politicians can avoid. by just basically doing one thing. The state or city open up a track, and you get a whole place for these people to go. You don't have to worry about them being on Eminem or being on Highway 9 or being on, you know, they're doing this here. I mean, it ain't like the crowd don't be there. Dude, we race out there Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. And they know this here. It's all over YouTube. If anybody know about YouTube, it's easy to pull it up. New Orleans Speed Racing. It's on there. And, you know, and they're not trying to, like the guy said, they're not trying to help the situation. And they're not trying to help the people of the city of New Orleans. Because they can easily help. You got a museum over there right now to this day. Now, when that motherfucker, when the film directors come down this motherfucker, though, they'll film a clip of that motherfucking roller coaster thing and the film of the old shit that's out there they don't use no more. They'll do that because guess what? The politicians get a kickback from that movie theater, people. You know?
Yeah.
But somebody that will make the city more money, something that will make the city more money, dude, you go over that track up every day and charge $5. And it will make a killing out there.
Oh, yeah.
With a minimum staff, you know what I'm saying? You need one clock man, one star line man, and two EMTs. What else you need? And then you got concessions. So, I mean, you know, they're not looking at the big picture. And then everybody's going to be safe. No more street racing. But at the same time, you know, it hurts street racers, with them street racers, because I'm a street racer and I'm a track racer. When I go to grudge fences and races, I could get on that tree with somebody and sit the tree down. But these street racers out here, man, this is all they know because they've never had nothing in their home city, which is New Orleans. There's never been a track. They got a track right there in NOLA, which is 12 miles from New Orleans. But the guy that owned that motherfucker, he's so rich, he don't give a fuck with nobody come there. And he built a track for a tax write-off. So he built it for the wrong purpose. Then he set General Motor Chrysler and all those people come in and test the new cars in, and they bring the foreign cars in. They file that shit in down there, the type shit. You know what I'm saying? And you build a one-lane quarter mile. Come on, dude. With a state-of-the-art facility. But anyway, you know, it's
no,
all...
That's the games. Those are the games they play.
It's not just happening in y'all area, okay? It's not just happening in y'all area. And like I said, dude, man, we can... From one end, from the start line to past the 1320 spectators, man. And it just so happened God been good to us and nobody broke loose out there on the other end and went off through the crowd and killed our people, you know? But, you know, we got a full lane.
You know,
that's the only good part about our situation. That's the only good thing about our situation. There's two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way. You know, and that's the best part of our situation, you know. So, but it's an epidemic down here, man. And anything that you see, I can tell you this here. I was originally born in Tail, in Mississippi. Don't you know that a little small-ass country town in Mississippi acknowledged us doing that there? And guess what they did? They made a national Saturday right there by Norfolk Grumman, English Shipyard in Pascagoula, going into the shipyard. It's a six lane. It's three on one side, three on the other. Don't you know that we raced up there so much that the city actually gave us a day? They did it one time and they didn't do it anymore. Reason why, I don't know. But it was a great success. The city made, multi dollars. They made ungodly money, man. And I don't know why they cut out, but it was just proven that, hey, we don't have to let these guys continue to do this illegal. We can let it illegal for one day for them, and the city can make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're not looking at that picture. They talk about what the state needs. The budget, that is your fucking budget. Put it in the plan, and you can get the budget money from that. But, hey.
What do we know? We're just a bunch of car guys.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of convicted racers out here. You know, because and I tell you, on top of this here, you know how Boomer is. I'm an outgoing type person. How about I've elected a guy, attorney. He came to me. You know, I host car shows too. He came to me and said, "Boom, I heard a lot about you. I heard you got a lot of old cars and you be putting on shows and stuff. He said, man, I'm putting together a whole car. I said, who are you? He had a cigar in his mouth. He said, I'm an attorney. Hell, here's my car. And I heard y'all be doing illegal screw racing, man. That's stuff I like to do. I said, really? I said, you an attorney? He said, yeah. I said, I tell you what, I just hired you to be the Almanac attorney. He said, well, I said, you work for a fee, right? He said, yes. I said, if you get me off this ticket I got, you get me off this ticket I just got yesterday, I'm going to bring you everybody that gets a ticket out there. And last night, three people got tickets last night. And this was a year ago. And I know I brought that guy 70, 80 customers, man. And now they're in other words, you don't have to go to court. You don't have to miss work. You don't have to do nothing with this guy. All you got to do is get the ticket, take it. Don't argue with the police. Take the ticket. Go ahead on about your business. Call him. You don't even have to go to court. I don't got 2 cents him just then. I called him and said, hey, man, go. You know me. You know my name, Anthony Johnson. Go down there. They'll tell you who I am, what I got going on. He called me. Boom, I took care of that. See you later. All right, bye. You know, it's a way to do anything, man, but these cats got to realize, man, these small fry guys need to be noticed too, you know, and we need to rest time too, so it's going to happen. Something going to break loose, bro. Something's going to break loose, you know. So.
Yeah, we just got to stay persistent on it. That's the only thing, so we ain't going to give up.
You can't give up, but you can't. Don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're putting these politicians in the fickle folk, and they got to do drastic shit with their bestest of friends to try to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
So you have to watch for that, because they will get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The politician can get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we have to be mindful of that. We can be ignorant, but really it's not us be stupid and ignorant. You know.
You know what? I gotta tell you though, Bull. You know, and I know LA's a big city, and I know our 15th district for our councilman is a big district. But he was born in this town. He was raised in this town, went to school in this town, was a police officer, a highly decorated officer in this town, and now he's our councilman. He knows this town like the back of his hand. He knows the need, what we need, what we don't need, and the thing is a track needed here? The need... It depends on how you look at it. If I just say, if someone just says, do you need the track? No, you know, we need to be safe. This is what we need. Well, here how we're safe. We take our racing to the track. Is it going to stop all the street racing? No, but it's going to stop at least 75% of the street racing.
Absolutely.
At least 75%. You can't worry about everything. Hey, listen, if you legalize marijuana in the state of California, are you still going to have illegal drugs being sold? Of course you will. Not as much. So, you know, it's the same situation. So what do we do? We have an issue here. Donald has an excellent plan about getting a track. And we're not even asking for a permanent track. We would like it to be. But, hey, let us run there until you have something to do with this land.
It's a pilot program. We're going to evaluate it, you know.
Let's help out the lower income families. I mean, you know what? I'm a longshoreman. I make very good money. But you know what? I want to give back. There was a guy, and honest to God, this is honest truth. At Christmas time, I was listening to Dog's show. And he had a lot of the wives come on and say prayers. And Witt's wife came on and gave this prayer that it absolutely moved me. And I knew where there was a guy who was homeless. I'd see him from time to time. And he used to sleep on this park bench in front of Coco's on Western. Went in there, and I ordered dinner, and I ordered it to go, and I brought it out to him. And I said, you know, do you have any family? No, no, no. And it broke my heart. I'd see him every time I'd see him, I'd buy something after that. And now I haven't seen him. I don't know if he passed away, if he's in jail. I don't know anything about the man. Part of me feels the blame because before I heard that prayer, I would see him there, and I did nothing. And now I feel guilty because I don't see him around. And I'm like, was I too late? The bottom line is I took time enough to dig deep and care. And we have a lot more people besides this man that we're worried about building condominiums and townhouses so the rich keep getting richer and the poor sleep on benches and die. And this is the part that I don't understand why they're not seeing this. So does a track help homeless people? No, it might not help homeless people, but you know what? We can create a shelter. We can put some of that money towards it. Will it pay for the whole thing? Maybe not, but it's more than anybody else is doing.
Yeah, they're not doing anything about the homeless issues right now.
And you know, Boom, you're a promoter, Boom. Can you imagine how much money that you could raise if you did, you may even do it, but if you could, if you had a track to run events and you held events, say for 2 months, every weekend, just say one day out of the week, because I know, I mean, I went to Clark's race and I saw how you were there, how crazy that was.
Right.
Not that that would pay for something, but you know what? It might not put a dent into something, but it would put something into it.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like, why is it that we can have the money to build these townhouses, but we can't build a decent shelter or have something? Because this guy, when I was talking to him, here's the kicker about this guy. What made me, I mean, on the way home, like I'm getting teared up about it now. I was in tears. This guy was a Vietnam vet.
Wow.
He fought in Vietnam, and this guy has absolutely nobody. His country said, fuck you. His family, who knows? People driving by. And that's the part that breaks my heart. There's more of him out there.
Right.
And we do nothing. And this is the part where this track is going to help. Donald's got it set up to where it's going to keep kids off the street, what programs to where start teaching kids how to work on cars. I know Donald since he's 13, 14 years old. He's a grown man now. You know, it's things like that they took away in school. They took away the auto shops. They took away this. They took away that. And now the kids, what do they do now? No trade. No trade. Go out to the world.
And that's why they don't take the time to talk to us about the core issues about it, the core issues. It's about helping the community in the long run. But do they take the time to listen? Hell no. They don't.
They want to get these condominiums and these houses built so they can get their pockets greased once the contract is done deal. You want some contracts? I mean, I don't know the exacts, but I can tell you. I mean, I'm no politician that no politicians are good. And construction owners that know construction owners, man. These guys make phone calls to these guys, man. Look, man, I bid it on that job, bro. My construction number, my construction company is A&B Construction. You go in there and pull my file and give me that deal. I'm going to grease your paw with $20,000, $50,000. Man, all politicians, the congressman out here, he was taking, I think he got the money they found in his freezer, and they filmed it, and I mean, they filmed it. The dude was paranoid. I mean, they showed the footage on the news. The dude was gnawed. The lady dropped him the money off. He took the money out of the duffel bag and dumped it to one of his bags, gave her the bag back. At like, you know, it was just shooting her like, this never happened type shit. And then they go raid this fucking house, and he hid the fucking money in the freezer. So apparently that's what they're doing in California. They're hiding that fucking money in the freezer. We need to go raid their house and take the money and go buy some fucking track and land. But, so, fuck a politician, man.
See, I know there's problems all over. I mean, it's not just our town. I get that, and I understand that. But when The politicians are busy doing their thing, and you have a guy like Donald who comes up with a plan and says, hey, if we can have A, we can help B, C, D, E, F, G. Not with millions,
yep,
but it's something to get something going until the city recognizes. We can get sponsors. We can get a grudge race at this track. We can do all kinds of things where it brings in people. And that's what the part that's killing me is that either one, they don't care about the less fortunate, or they don't have time. They'll say they do. They'll shake their hands when they come to vote and hold their babies and kiss them. But when they're in office and it's time to cash in those things, that mayor lies straight to our faces. Straight to our faces. Get me in as your mayor, and you guys will be racing on Terminal Island. He didn't say Van Nuys. He didn't say by the airport. He said on Terminal Island. Well, guess what?
On
he's
Terminal Island, yeah.
Still not. And we're still not at Terminal Island. So, you know, he's full of shit. In the old days, he'd been taken out. You know, it's wrong. You can't make promises like this. And then, hey, sorry, I talked to them. There's nothing I can do. Bullshit. You said we were going to be there.
Yeah.
You should have said, hey,
we'll be there.
When I get in, I am going to look into this for you guys. I can't commit to you right now because I just don't know. But at the same time, you know what? I'll look into it. I would have rather him said that and then instead of saying, you will be there. Because now we're going to hold you to that.
Not only me, but 8 of my top guys from the street racers were there to hear it. And my girl. You know? So it wasn't no BS.
Now he knows he said it.
He knows he does. That's why he's making it hard for me to get next to him now. So he put a lot of people in between me and him now. Before it was, he would go out of his way to come and say what's up to me, you know. But it's all right. We're going to get him. We'll get him in the long run. We're not going to, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good fight, and we're going to be in it for the duration, like I said. You know what I mean? I want to just call in and pay my respects to Grudge Inc. And thank you guys again for giving me the open mic to talk. And I'm at my girl's house right now, so I'm going to sit down and relax and have something to eat and just, call to check in with you guys. But thanks for giving us a avenue to voice our opinion, man, because it's important people like you that make people like us important, too, and that's a big deal. So, I'll be in touch with you, Tao. I'll talk to you during the week sometime I'll keep calling and continuing to check in, let you guys know what's going on. As soon as something big starts happening, another rally, I'll let you know, Tao, because we're going to need you there again. So, all right.
I'll be there, brother. I haven't missed one
okay.
yet. I'll be there.
I know. Okay, thanks a lot. I'm going to hang up now, and I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Okay, Dom. Thanks for calling
okay.
in, brother.
All right, have a good one. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, man. So this is the stuff we got to deal with. But you know what? This is just like our great leaders had to go through it in our civil rights movement, in any kind of movement we had. Nothing was done overnight. And you know what? It'll something will happen.
Yeah, something will happen. Had to keep the faith.
And it's almost like the one guy that he was talking about from the Port of LA, his brother used to start races for me. So it's not like these guys are like, well, what's this street racing stuff that you guys are talking? What's this track? They all know about this track.
They all know what's going on, right?
It's not a big surprise.
They know about it, but they're not worried about it because it's nothing that can pad their pockets instantly like this big, building homes or, people, buying them to do this, buying them to do that, If they made it a movement that they pockets are getting padded just enough with contractors and all this type of work, oh, trust me, it would have been popping. But they know the people who they deal with is not interested in, they can't see the money they can be made out of it, so they go other routes to, you know, to scam and to do other stuff. So, you know, it's crazy, you know.
It's crazy. Well, I'm just concerned about it all. I mean, you know, it's gonna do a lot of things. It's gonna, they just think, I don't even know what they're thinking. I really don't. But, you know, you can't, we can't bring a horse to make a horse drink or whatever that saying is. Well, little horse to water.
Little horse to water and make it drink. Yeah, that's for sure.
What they say is, if the horse don't drink the water, it ain't your fault. About basically the way it comes, you know what I'm saying? Where's Melvin at, man? Where's Melvin at?
Melvin's in North Carolina, man.
North Carolina.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, but he was supposed to let us know what happened.
We got Shake. Shake, what's happening, brother?
Go ahead and get Shake.
What's happening, man?
You all right, man? What's happening? We out here in South Kakalaki. Hey, Tayo, I got almost some of the weather you got. It's 70 degrees here, player.
Oh, man.
I didn't even bring my snow shovel. Man,
no need,
y'all got,
man.
Y'all got all the reports on what's going on. They tell you the last Chucky's out of it.
Sounded like someone just got out of shape.
Yeah, they still doing. They waiting on the last 28-29 shootout.
28-29 winner's decision right now. We should be four, y'all. I need my winners right now.
Now, who else is going to be with a microphone out there?
Uncle Larry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
What's going on?
Sitting back chilling, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, trying to hold on with two hands that you told me.
Man, you gotta hold on with both hands, man. One hand, you might trip.
Well, maybe not in his case, Uncle Larry. Maybe in his case, one will get it.
One, two.
I said maybe in Kevin's case, one will get it.
Yeah, I like two, Gale.
Yeah, I just don't think Kev might. I don't think Kev got enough for two.
What'd you say?
He said he don't think he got enough for two. Ooh. That's an inside one there, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Get the bat.
I didn't even hear it. Guys.
It's all right, man. Joe, it's past now. But it was funny. So, Shake, what they got going on out there now, man? Who's lining up now?
They trying to get the winners of the 28-29 shootout to come on through.
Where are you at right now, Shake?
Walking around through the where the cars and stuff is parked.
Are you heading up towards the station lane?
No, I just left from there.
About
to go over here with Gold Digger and see what's up.
How they look on their first pass?
Oh, Gold Digger?
Yeah.
They first pass wasn't all that. They still trying to get the bugs. They say they put the new engine in Monday, wrestled with it all this week, got it finished last night, and just took off.
They did. They done that all in 5 days.
Yeah, they had to make exhaust, cut the frame rails, and whoo, they had their hands full.
In 5 days.
Yeah, hey, same out here.
Hey, Tyson, they talking about Aaron?
Yeah,
Gold Digger.
Young Money.
Yeah, they got their crew out here representing the Motor City. The car
ran
a little flat. Who?
Did Wayne show up?
Man, Wayne's car in the car in the Autorama. He wasn't coming out here.
Oh, okay.
I saw Tuff. I think Tuff's Nova was in the Autorama too, wasn't it? I saw pictures of it somewhere. Tuff and out of Chicago.
I don't know.
Oh,
I
yeah,
don't know.
Out of
probably
the Chicago Autorama. Did Chicago have an Autorama and our Autorama, Detroit Autorama this weekend?
What up, Titan?
What's up, Shay?
You all right?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I was hoping you would sneak down here.
You know what, man? I was heading that way, and something came up. I had to turn around.
It caught 30 inches of snow.
You ain't lying. I sure was
heading that way.
You know, we left all that behind. Just think, we got to go back to that.
Yep. Got to go back to it.
I don't know. I might. I want to stay because of the weather, 70 degrees. But what I think I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to kick Melvin out the truck, leave him here, and come on back. South Carolina gonna just have one more food to their population.
Yeah, kick Melvin out, then he might find some horsepower.
You know he listening.
You see what I get to deal with? 2 years out of town. My first year I got to deal with Mike Dice. Then my second year I got to deal with Shake and Bake. So you see, I'm having a rough time already. And he over here talking shit. I'm sitting in the truck. He going to be the motherfucker going to be stuck down here in the house of Hook, stuck out there on the motherfucking track in a few minutes.
Hey, I like this weather. You can go back to that Detroit weather all you want to. Matter of fact, go get my cell while I left on the side of the building. You're going to need it going back there. Willie Dawes say, let's go. Bring them on in.
The thing of it is, Shake, you got to come back home to it.
Say what?
I said, the thing of it is, you got to come back to it.
Man, I got relatives down here.
You can't stay forever.
Want no bet? Like Chucky said, want no play?
You know, maybe it's a good thing that he'd be like him coming out. He probably wouldn't leave California either.
Say what?
I said, that'd be like you coming out here. You probably wouldn't leave
here
either. I have to buy you a house or something out here.
I know. I've been there one time, man, years ago. I loved it. If I come back this next time, I'm going to stay 30 days.
Where did you stay? I mean, where were you at out here?
I was in Englewood.
Oh, okay. Right by the Fabulous Forum.
Yeah, Englewood. Yep. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Hey, Theo.
Yes, sir.
I was in Oakland, and I had made it there that day. The next day they had a tremor. And when they had the tremor the day after that, I was back in Chicago. It didn't bother my AT at all. She acted like it was just a normal thing, you know. Time to go, brother. Time to go.
Englewood?
Man.
The Wood. That's also known as the Wood. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the pictures of Matt Paul's car right now, man.
Hey, guys, Eastside Springs on.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's going on, man? Hey, man, I've been watching the races all day, man. Ooh, man, like it's going down there.
There was a live feed?
No, I was looking at it on Facebook.
Okay.
Blackstein, he was posting it, man. I'm talking about he posted dinner like just about everything, man.
No, we're Blackstein. Yeah. That's Dan from Regulation, right?
Yeah, Regulator now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he told,
he's posting them. He's posting them.
He down
I know
there?
He has, yep. I know he had more than about 10 of them on there. It made my work, my dad work go real good today.
It's going by fast, yeah. Huh?
Real quick. Then the show come on. Ooh, that make it easy. That's another, what, 2-3 hours to kill. So I'm good.
Right.
And it's a slow Saturday, so I'm going to sit back, enjoy the show, and listen to this update that's going to come up.
That's for sure.
No, Shake's still there?
Yeah,
I'm still here. Oh, okay, okay. Anything else going on?
No, they still waiting on the winners of the shootout to come
up. Who won the 29? Yeah, who won them?
That's what I'm trying to find out now. Because all our boys is out of it. Gold Digger sitting right here, probably some years up. Getting ready to get on the trailer.
Yeah, they're coming back home tomorrow.
No, they're going to stay tomorrow and do some testing soon. They're going to have the track open so they can do some testing soon tomorrow.
Man, I bet any kind of money it's going to be a big hood break tomorrow. I bet any kind of money it is.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, they say they're gonna leave the track over for everybody to test in tune?
Yep.
Man, it's going to be a grudge race tomorrow. It's going to be a grudge race, man.
We got Lethal Weapon on
Mark
the starting line.
Today on his show that he was going to
leave
the track open Saturday.
Breaking news. We got Lethal Weapon on the starting line. I don't know who this guy is with his Mustang, but it's a chassis car. And he's been flying. No, it ain't not a butt neck. It ain't not a butt neck.
Is Tony Wright?
Not,
oh, okay.
Is Tony Wright?
No, Tony Wright was here, but he didn't get in the shootout. I don't know who this guy is with this Mustang. I didn't get his name, but that Mustang is flying. It is definitely flying. So Lethal Weapon got his hands full here. So they lining them up right now. So
and they on
right
20,
you, we'll tell you who went.
Come off mute. It had to go down the track.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's the closest we gonna get up north if we ain't go to the race.
Hell yeah.
See, actually, we've been having some good weather up here.
Yeah, it's been in the 50s. I mean, 40s. And
yeah.
It was what, Tyson? It was 45 Friday?
Yeah. Is trying to break, yeah.
Mustang like, took him out, but the lethal weapon is a running motherfucking truck. That guy's gonna lose the weapon run, but that Mustang beat him. The Mustang beat him. Boy, that was a ride right there, boy. That was a ride. Yes, it was close. It looked like where I'm at. I'm about 400 feet. Looked like Lethal Weapon was in front of him, right? Where I'm standing at right here. But that Mustang went on back around him. That Mustang run upstairs, boy. Yep, good run there.
Man, it's gonna be some good talking on the talk show this week.
I'm waiting on him and Butt Naked to run. That's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's gonna be a good race, him and Butt Naked.
Man, ain't lying. All of the trash talking all the trash talking and everything that been going on behind that race. Woo! It's gonna be a good one.
I don't know why they underestimating Butt Naked.
Let them keep on estimating.
They better.
Yeah,
they don't find out. They don't find out.
And he said we got him a hitter, so.
They
got him a hitter in this corner, so it's on now.
Call
they
him
got him a hitter.
Pretty and underestimate him. Yeah, okay. Butt Naked gonna come out of there this year.
He got a hell of a tuner too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's all Butt Naked needed was a hell of a tuner.
Yeah,
that's all he needed.
But you know, a lot of people don't realize that Butt Naked is a true stock suspension car.
Hmm.
He ain't cut nothing in the car.
Hey, Gold Digger's about to do another shakedown, and then he's going to try to lock in with one of these guys with an RX-7.
RX-7?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. If he lock in with that RX-7, I'm not going to tell you no lie. I got money on that RX-7. I seen that little motherfucker make a pass.
What color is it?
Hey, if everybody wants to listen to this race live, that's not on the line. They got 15 minutes to call in before the show goes off the air. We'll still be on. But they want to hear what's happening
call
out
in.
Here, man. They don't want to listen.
Whoever's on the internet, call into the show and you'll continue to hear. After 14 minutes,
we got about 14 minutes left.
Yeah, so if you're on the internet, call in the show.
It'll say the winner is, and then all of a sudden, you ain't going to hear nothing.
Splish.
You're going to have to wait till tomorrow. So who's left in the 29-inch shootout? Let's get some dollar betting going right now.
Mm. I don't know who left.
Oh, they won the final?
No, isn't Big Low in it, or is he on 28th? I thought Big Low was in.
I don't know. I know they said Big Low had won.
Oh, I thought Big Low was in the shootout.
Yeah, he was.
Big Low is in the shootout.
Now, what round are they in, Melvin?
The last two. We got two more cars to go.
And this line right here.
And then it's down to the final two.
They broke them up. Oh, okay.
And we got Felton's son and a Mustang, and we got Big Low coming up to the starting line right now.
Damn.
What did Gold Digger do?
So what they on? What they on, 28th or 29?
You know, I didn't look at the tire size. It looked like the same tire he had on there last year, but I'm not going to say.
This probably 29, because
okay.
The real few run 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, this 29 final right here.
Yeah, Gold Digger's about to do a shakedown. Once he do the shakedown, then he might get into a lock-in. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that Gold Digger is a pretty car, man. That is a nice. I'm not a G-body guy, but I sure do like that car, man.
You need to be.
You heard that, didn't you, Ty?
he's falling
in love with it.
Yeah.
No, just that one. Just that one. Hey, Tyson, you know that color that's on your car?
Yeah.
Does that come in rattle can red?
Nope.
I'm on this Vegas site thing that's on Facebook, and this dude has got a black primer Vega, but he had it painted that primer color. That matty color. Oh, dude. It looks so good.
Oh, he painted it hot rod, that flat black?
Yeah. God, it looks, man, it looks
called
good.
Called hot rod black.
All right, we got the staging bulbs on. Two top bulbs on.
Here we
Mustang
go.
In first. Come on in, Lo.
Who's Bob?
Come on in, Lo. Oh, there he is. Here we go, baby. Big Lo got the wind light, baby. Big Lo got the wind light.
Big Lo's
in the final. Look at that chassis Mustang.
That was Felton's son
that he just knocked off. So you know what kind of motor they got in that Mustang that belonged to Felton's son. Big Low got to win.
Big Low, they rolling upstairs.
They not playing around upstairs. Mustang had the whole shot, but Low went around him.
Big Low done something, boy. He done got something. He stepping.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Damn. Also, Big Low. Oh no, Real. No, Real Tree just lost. I was gonna say, damn, that'd be a good race too. Big Low and Real Tree. Mm.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get one of the branches broke off. Big Low ride.
Damn, Big Low might win it all.
Man. I don't know.
He got his hands full with that Mustang. I can say he can ride, but that Mustang rolling, baby. He got to do something different. That Mustang ain't no joke.
Ooh, so they're probably going to do it about like another 45 minutes. They're probably going to run about another 45 minutes.
No, it should be less. Well, yeah, it depends on how fast they cool them down.
Yeah.
Cool them down? We want some racing now. No cool down. Nah, you know, I got to I'm going to take Big Wait, is it going to be – who is going to be in the final? Big Low and who?
And it's two chassis Mustangs sitting down on the ground down there with 29s on it. Looks like you couldn't even put a pop can up underneath it. It's so low on the ground all the way around. But it's two chassis all the way through it. I looked at the chassis in it. Real nice chassis.
Yeah. Who's in the finals now for that 29? Big Low and who?
And the Mustang.
Yeah, it's the Mustang. I don't know who. I don't know what the guy's name is in the Mustang.
Dang. And Gold Digger's getting ready to take a pass now.
Yeah, they said he was coming around. I'm down on the other end. I don't see him come up to the staging lanes yet. They'll let me know when he come up there, though.
What, are you on one end and Shake's on the other?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm about 500 feet into the track.
And what, Shake's up at the other end?
Yeah, Shake's down on the other end.
See, that works, man. That puts us right at we get play by play during the burnout box, and then when they come down past you.
Hey, Digger, is it?
Okay.
Shake still there?
Hook is a nice. Yeah, he down there somewhere. I don't know if he still got his phone. I know he got the phone on. He probably got it on you down there.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah.
They said he's going to leave me down there.
Yeah, he got to be down there because I hear he just put his phone back on mute. You can hear the motors.
Yeah, right. that's his phone, this rainbow colored phone about to run.
Yeah, he got it on. He's just on mute so you don't hear all the noise and somebody down there running where he at.
God damn, that probe left out of here like a bat out of hell.
Ain't that, Dirty Junior and them back up making another test hit?
Mike Panetta.
Yeah. Okay, Mike Panetta making another test hit. How many rounds did he go? He went two rounds, didn't he? Yeah, he went two rounds a day in the shootout. That Showtime car with them two turbos on it run like hell, too. On the tire.
Is that Gold Digger?
No.
No, that's not Gold Digger.
He done made a few of them down through there. He looked pretty good. He got a few more little things he need to do to it, but it's pulling pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yep, pulling pretty good and hard.
Come on,
Pamper ain't big enough for him.
Who is that, Melvin?
It's one of the locals, I think. Yeah, he was doing it cheap by the shuffle. Y'all hear, dog? Y'all hear dog, don't y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was headed for the wall.
Hey, Carter, what they call it? Did you do it in Texas? That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
yeah, he was definitely shuffling that one around.
Also got to have a good time, man. Everybody have a good time, man. It's all in fun, man. It's all in fun.
He should be all right. He should be able to drive on the way.
Yeah.
He's over here. That's my wife. He's over here. Somebody
done stole dog's wife, so he's looking for her now.
We're still here.
Everybody there?
Everybody still on?
We're just waiting on some more action to go down. Hey, we're getting that Malibu off the track that nice wheel stand, but when he come down, the wheels got to shaking all over the place, like dying nuts there. He almost crashed it, but he didn't hit nothing.
That's a good
thing.
Should be able to
drive it on. Maybe the stern or something broke because they still standing there messing with it. Yeah, it looks like they may have to come get the truck to get it off the track. Yeah, they're calling somebody now.
It's the suspense that's killing me right now, man.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
What's up, Tayo?
What's going on, baby? Tell me something good.
Man, we done seen some hell of a racing here tonight, boy. Goddamn it, we done kicked Detroit ass all fucking day. Goddamn, some of them gonna come down here. Some of the North gonna come down here and do something to the South. These South boys ain't playing with the goddamn North. We done fucked them up. Show him. All of them. I fuck around, goddamn it, Chucky was looking so good, couldn't it, goddamn it. I fuck around, went against the grave, man. Bet with Chucky, goddamn it, lost all the Chucky money, man.
Who is this?
BT, man.
BT.
What's going
what's up,
on,
BT?
What up? What y'all got
how
going
do you
on?
Not know, how do you not know that voice?
Who asked me that? Timo?
No, no, I was telling Kevin, how does he not know your voice?
I don't know what the hell wrong, Kevin. What y'all got going on, anyway?
No, man, we just getting the race reports right now, man. We've been listening in.
Yeah, man, it's been some hell of a goddamn matchup here today, man. I'm talking about we had 30 goddamn cars in the field, man. These been some bad-ass races, man. I'm talking about all these motherfuckers could have went either way. It's been some bad motherfucker racing here today, man. Yes, sir.
Hey, who's up, Big Bull Racing in the
final? Let me go to my locker.
Yeah, BET, tell them who owns that BET. Who owns that Mustang, man, that's in the finals? Man, I don't know who that motherfucker is. That motherfucker, some kind of fan, man. You hear me?
Ain't,
that motherfucker,
ain't
his fan? Means that Weber had that motherfucker shoved in the 330, goddamn it, that motherfucker turned something on and went by Lethal Weber, man. We all know Lethal Weber's flying. Come on, man. I don't know what that sounds like. That is. I believe that's a backhand chassis car. I don't know what that
that's the whole. I saw the chassis in the BET. That motherfucker is full chassis. Ain't no back half. That bitch is full chassis all the way through.
Yeah, that motherfucker, that's some kind of strange, man. It don't even look like you got that car, man. That bitch, that's some kind of strange.
That motherfucker sit all the way down on the ground. Hey, BET, Big O's a real good, huh?
Huh?
Big Low.
Man, Big Low is good, man. Big Low trying to come on, goddamn it, Johnny. You hear me?
Ooh, wee.
Look like everybody had to suck, goddamn it, until they get these goddamn 200 football. Big Low reaching grab some of those motherfuckers, goddamn it. And blow yap their goddamn ass for my time to get down there. So real. He looking like Big Low losing. Big Low won every goddamn time he caught that motherfucker.
He said he got the candy crush too.
Come
here. Oh. They say he got the candy crusher.
Man, candy ain't hitting no shit. They done fucked that car up.
It won't me.
They done fucked that car up, man. That motherfucker up there buckling like a motherfucker. Tootin' and poppin', huffin' and buckin', goddammit.
Hey.
Hell yeah, but boy, I'm telling you, man, we got one more race, man. We got Big Low going up. I don't know, man. I don't think nobody beat that goddamn car, man. Cause like I said, that one of them goddamn cars, just like PSU, man. Goddamn Shadow, man. That one of them goddamn cars. They ain't fooling me. We just a pussy goddamn 28, 29, whatever the hell they got on that motherfucker. Why not? Curfew.
No, they don't
want to
run.
They don't want to run? Hey, we want to see the goddamn gap. Dawg said they don't want to run.
Man, go ahead.
What they going to split the money?
What they
going to do, split the money?
Who don't want to
go, bro? They don't want to run.
They gonna split the money then.
Man, God.
Man, they crazy motherfucker. I will. Man,
wait,
crazy.
Who don't want to run?
Hey, everybody left the motherfucker. That's
probably. Big Joe and that Mustang, apparently. Them the only two that's left.
Yeah, I'm talking about the fan gone. Yeah, ain't nobody really. I'm gone. Shit.
DJ on.
The dude, his name is Brian. He's from Alabama, one of my buddies.
You must have put one of your motors in his car and sent him over here, didn't you?
Nah, he's a bad motherfucker. Nobody don't know about.
That motherfucker is bad. That motherfucker run right there, boy.
A car race, too.
I seen the motherfucker get in and out the motherfucker, and they still run around the motherfucker up there.
DJ.
Yeah.
Tell the truth, that motherfucker class race.
Yeah, he done flashed his time.
I know, that's what I'm talking about. I know I saw that motherfucker down there in Georgia. Oh, no, God. He did a wheel stand down there, that motherfucker. That's that goddamn stuff. Showing the fuck you. That bitch fine.
Yep, he bad.
That bitch goes to goddamn low party, man.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Hey, is this the guy, is he buddies with the guy with the Z?
Are you friends with who?
The guy with the Z down there, got the 280Z.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all the truth, to be perfectly honest with y'all, the same people that work on butt naked car, the same people work on that car.
On that Mustang?
And butt naked motor better than the one in his car.
Ouch! Woo-wee!
I'm going to give it to you real.
Well, DJ, that nigga never run like that goddamn car. I don't give a damn what you said.
Well, I mean, that car ain't no, you know.
You
it's close
right.
to what
That's
y'all gotta say. Yeah, it's like Hammer and Tony Wright type shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker
right. That bitch got a full blown chassis in that motherfucker. That car bad.
Yeah, that motherfucker, goddamn it. Run with a goddamn 632 in it. That goddamn chance in that motherfucker. Shit. Yeah, that motherfucker flying out, man.
Yeah.
Dog said they weren't going to run. Let me go down here and see what Mike doing. Let me go see
All
what
right.
Mike doing.
Mike going to run him?
Yeah, BET going here off the air now. We appreciate him coming on and talking. But they talking about the last two ain't going to raise. They might just split the pot.
I don't know. I would like to see it. I just want to see, but you know that grudge ink in the final and Alabama in the final. Yeah. And actually, Brian's gonna join Grudge Ink too.
How do they?
Hey, what is going on? What's going on? What's going on with the track over there in Macon, man? Are we still gonna have it or what?
We actually moved. It's gonna be moved to another location. Talking about the David Flores race.
The zoo. Yeah. What they doing now?
Yeah. We'll probably know. I think it'll be announcing on date Jay's show probably Monday. What track is gonna be at?
All right. So we ain't gonna be able to have. We ain't gonna be able to have the zoo no more.
I think it's over. It might be kind of over for the zoo.
Come on, Why, what's happening?
Huh?
What's happening?
You got to learn to pay bill.
No, that's not it. It wasn't it. I can assure you I wasn't that, but I'm not so much at liberty to say, but, I mean, I know the real story, but it has nothing to do with paying some bills. It's nothing to do with that at all.
Wait. Oh, okay.
It's a lot deeper. But it ain't got nothing to do with somebody not paying the bill.
Some paperwork bullshit with the people, that's all. Politics shit. Same shit like what you talk about. Go on out there in California. Just a different story on it, that's all.
It just ain't right, man. It just ain't right.
Yep.
And that's
Looks like they got some good racing going on up there. Yeah. I like Grudge Inc. was in the finals though. I tell y'all another thing I'm gonna point out. The semifinals was 228 inch tire cars versus 229 inch tire cars.
Yeah, I thought they had them mixed up in there.
Yeah, I think they was 28 and 29. What I'm saying, you got to, you know, it's amazing how, but I mean, you know, you got some of the fast of the fast that ended up in the finals. So.
Don't that Mustang got 28 on it?
Yeah, the red one, Fullerton Boys.
Yeah,
the
Fullerton Boys. He got, yeah, he got 28 on that on it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Fullerton Boy car run too.
Yeah.
And man, it Big Low went around him though.
Woo. I heard Big Low's on his job tonight. They say he got his mojo back, so I heard that from when he was down
right.
The yeah, they say he's looking good, so.
I wish him luck
for this year, because, you know, he's been kind of, you know, been kind of down. You know, 2013 wasn't a great year for Low, so I hope he got his mojo back.
Hey, Mel.
It's working right now. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Mel, are you talking about Fulton? Is that Gene Fulton?
No.
Okay.
All right,
guys.
Nothing to do with Gene Fulton.
Okay.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
They're trying to count my boy out, but they're going to be shocked.
Who trying to call him out?
They're trying to count Butt Naked out.
Oh, no, they don't. They not count Butt Naked. I know some of y'all don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I tell you what,
all he got to do is show up and show out.
Listen, man. I gave my prediction before, and I'm telling you like it is. Butt Naked Drive going to cut Lil Rick, and they is not going to get back up there. Right? Remember I said that. If both cars make the trip, Butt Naked cut him out the gate, because I pretty much know that's what's going to happen, and he is not going to run that motherfucker down. Remember, I said it.
Hey, it's a wrap, huh?
Hey.
It's OV.
But look at my boy.
Yeah, my boy, too. Going down with it.
I tried to call Butt Naked, but I think he out of service right now, so.
I talked to him earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, DJ, can you get on a three-way?
I tried to call him before I got on the show. I didn't know.
Okay,
it went straight to the voicemail. I sent him a text, though, and tell him to call in. Let me do
that. Yeah, tell him to text you, and I don't know if he can get in, but I'll get him in for you. The hell?
What was that about? Yeah.
Melvin.
Yeah, I'm here.
What the hell was that? What was that about?
I don't know what that was.
Waiting to see if they're going to split this money up and what they're going to do next.
Yeah, they probably, the track probably don't went away a little bit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
They're going to run at 12:30, 15 minutes. They're going to still run.
12:30.
Well, that
would
make sense to me.
They hot lapping them jokers.
Yep.
That wouldn't make any sense to me, though. I mean, both guys don't want to race for the money, and they're going to split it?
No, I mean, it's like, it don't matter how they do it. I mean, they probably do it for whoever they want to see it, or if they just want to do it. But, I mean, I ain't going to tell no lie. If it's this late and you done did all the
rounds.
Yeah,
it is a little chilly.
To be honest, me personally, I wouldn't have no problem splitting it. I mean, because right
I'm
now.
I'm with DJ.
Huh? Yeah,
I'm
I mean, you're,
you,
taking, you're taking a risk. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
you're taking a risk. You're common sense.
Yeah. I mean, a couple things you're looking at, you got to look at. It's like this. It's like, you know, they ain't giving the cars ample time to cool off. I mean, you can't cool. Every round, the cool-off time getting shorter and shorter. Come on, man. You know.
DJ, I got you 100%.
The later it gets, the more that track going to go away.
Hey, Tell. Hey, Tell.
Yeah.
I got Biz here wanting to holler at y'all.
What's going on, Biz?
What's going on, big boy?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, down here in South Carolina, Jackson, South Carolina, man. They had a hell of a shootout down here. Wasn't too much grudge racing going on, but, you know, they did have some damn good shootout money. I don't know if the championship gonna go down the final with Big Low and Jason from O'Brien from Alabama, but I know real soon. But I don't know if he broke or he don't want to go down the track because it's kind of a little chilly down here.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
You want us to get you on the show on your phone?
Can I who?
You want us to get you on the show on your phone?
Oh, no, because we're about to get in the car and probably roll out in a minute. But I do want to give a shout-out to the Detroit boys for coming down here, man. And they about fought on top. But I want to know that takedown pass. He looks damn, damn good. Brian Bailey, Chucky, he looks damn, damn good. And, you know, hats go off to Matt Hall. You know, he had an unfortunate wreck tonight. Thank God that he's not hurt. But hey, it was a good shootout down here, good race. Man, I was very impressed with Street Team, man. He gonna do some things this year up north, man. He gonna do some things. He look real good. I'm about to go back up to the fire line and get back to the ground. So peace out, man. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, man.
All right, man.
Hey, that was an input from Biz, straight from Biz's mouth. Y'all heard it live.
Who's running right now?
I think he's Big Low and Harry Thompson-Sanders. He's over Harry Thompson-Sanders. I think Big Low and Harry Thompson-Sanders.
Got a Chester 2 car here. I don't know who it is.
Oh, that's the guy from New York. Got a Nova 2, black Nova 2, down and dirty.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice little car. He ain't been down the track all night, though, spinning the tires.
That's not small block PD, is it?
No. This guy's coming up with a big old tractor trailers with the it's got a Camaro to go with it, too, a ProMod 69 Camaro in the trailer.
Well,
Biddy, smart.
You can grab him right quick. All right.
That's the best pass he done made tonight. That's the best pass he done made tonight.
Where did BET go?
He down on the line down there somewhere. We're shaking them.
Anybody here? Everybody still here?
Yeah, we're just waiting for someone to give us a
update.
Looks like a twin turbo from the new style Camaros coming up there now, big tire car. Another shakedown pass. They're just doing a few shakedowns until the finals come up here in 10 more minutes.
That's the yellow one like Lil Tony's car?
Yeah, it looks like Lil Tony's car. Yeah. Flat hood.
Yeah.
That's almost saying Three Lugs car looks like Little Tony's. Come on, man. Give me a little bit more subscription.
Okay, it got black stripes on the hood. I don't think Three Lugs got that.
Rob, Three Lugs got black stripes.
Oh, yeah, that duct tape holding the light fan on the hood. Yeah. You're right.
The electric tape.
Yeah, this black stripe down there is grease marks and dirt.
You went fast. You made a good one that time.
Hey, Melvin.
Yep.
Does that rotary, does it have a rotary motor in it, or has it got a V8?
It sounded like a damn rotary motor in it. It wasn't no damn V8 because after it went by, you could smell that damn fuel of them rotary motors. They don't burn the same shit like we do.
Sound like one of them damn two-stroke.
Little two-stroke.
That went down
was, that one, was that one black?
Yeah, it was a dark color. I think
if
it may have been black.
If it was that black one, yeah, I seen that on video. That motherfucker fly.
Man, that
hey,
looks like
hey, Tyson, that's the one was up at Mining, wasn't it? There was one up at Mining Boys came from South Carolina.
No, I don't think that was the one.
Hey, that RX-7 about to run.
Is he running anybody?
No, nobody got in the next lane. Gold Digger didn't want none of them trouble. I guess word got out of there, what he all about. He got a straight six in that sucker with a turbo.
He ain't gonna run.
Yeah, the rotary motor. I've seen
that
car fly.
That's a little
I've seen
red.
Videos.
Turbo RX-7.
There's some Mexican dudes on that car.
Yeah, that's a buddy of mine. I'm supposed to be, me and him supposed to be tying up.
Yeah, that motherfucker fly. I've seen some videos on that rotary motor.
Yeah,
DJ, are you supposed to race that car?
Yeah, I'm racing that car.
Hey, DJ, is that a three-rotor motor?
No, it's a super motor.
Oh,
Toyota Supra.
It's an inline.
Yeah.
Here they come up there now.
That's a
rotary
car.
That sure does sound like a rotary.
That little car runs.
Inline six.
That motherfucker roll.
It run now. It ain't no road.
Cold nigga should have went ahead on his train.
I'm gonna feed him his lunch though.
You gonna feed him for lunch?
I'm gonna feed him his lunch through a straw. Damn.
Yeah. Number one.
He's a pretty good dude. Though. I like him. He's a nice dude, but he just stepped in some dog dude with me.
Hey, he's a nice guy, but he's still gonna be number two.
Huh?
I say he's a nice guy, but he's still gonna be number two.
Yeah.
How they say everybody nice to be strapping that race car.
There you go, man.
Dang.
Woo! Get that motherfucker turn on that motherfucker.
Fucking down the wheel, Sam. Damn that thing fucking 330.
You can't win in there, brother.
No, he can't win like that. That would have been a good one for Gold Digger. Go around him. He didn't stay on the ground.
Shoot, that's all me.
Got 7 minutes for the big show. They making them bring him on around to the line now.
Oh, so it was 28s and 29s together in one shootout.
Yeah, I think that's what he had to be doing. Because I don't think it was enough for the 29 car.
That was a mix of the two.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering.
I got 10 on Big Low.
Big Low, my brother, but Kevin, I might have to take that bet from you, Kev.
All right, sir.
I like Big Low. I really want Big Low to win anyway, but. I think it's going.
The way they say that Mustang on a damn rail, boy, I don't know.
He's right, but he ain't got no. There's one thing about it. He ain't got no time to live fucking with Big Long. So he better.
That's it. Everybody going to have to be on top of the game, bro. I'm just looking at it. I'm hoping both cars make trip. But both cars make trip good, clean passes. It's going to be Alabama all the way.
Look what you said he did to Legal Weapon, Melvin, and they made two good passes, clean passes.
Oh, yeah. Legal Weapon ain't no slouch. No, but Big Low ain't neither.
It's going to be a good race. Nah, I ain't going to. I'm just going to say I actually want Big Low to win. But I'm just telling you where my money at. Kevin.
All right, DJ, I got you.
You can't get out of this one, Kevin.
Okay. DJ got my number. DJ called me all the time. He got my number.
Ain't no stiffs, ain't none of that.
No, sir.
Hey,
no, sir, Titan.
DJ.
Turn on that light. Yes.
Hey, during the show, we always like to play this little clip, man, because I love hearing it. Listen, man.
This is Bud Naked, your new Alabamian champion. I would like to say thanks to all my fans and supporters. But most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters.
That's y'all, my dog. That's my
dog. I get to be, because I still can't say Alabamian. I have to think about it. He said it so crisp.
Alabama.
You didn't give him a chance to finish, Dale.
Aaron broke it. Pin drop on the show tonight.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? It's like I'm waiting for the next car to come up or something, man. It's like this is how people used to be like in the 30s, man. They'd sit by their radios and just be listening with one ear right next to the radio so they could hear everything. Huh, Uncle Larry?
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Kevin, I told you, man. Quit playing with my boy, Kevin. Hey, DJ, are you going to Boobs Race? DJ.
Hey, has anybody heard from Drag, man? I haven't heard from Drag in a while. How's he doing, Zach?
Drag was on the show a few weeks ago.
He was?
He doing good.
How's he doing? He doing good?
He doing real good.
Yeah, he doing all right. I talked to him last Saturday.
I seen him at the banquet a couple of Sundays ago.
And I just talked to him yesterday. He's doing real good, Drag. Slimming down,
yeah.
Lost a 40 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he sure is. He's slim, too.
I need to lose 40 pounds.
Hey, Tail.
Yeah.
We need your left eye, don't we?
You ain't never lied, man. I definitely never lied. She's 40 pounds, man. That's like a small kid. I need that diet.
Just take the flip-flops off and run around the beach every day. 2 hours every day. You'll be all right in a couple weeks.
It's too hard, man.
Run the whole beach.
You know, man, I get to the beach, I plant my shit. I watch everybody else run and get tired of that.
Well, see, you ain't going to lose the 40. You're going to go down and pick up another 15 pounds.
So everybody else will leave the beach because he's walking around with damn thongs and boy shorts on.
Now, see, you didn't have to go there, Ty.
Hey, that's how we roll, baby. Come on now. Don't hate. You're going to be in that shit when you come out here. Watch.
Hey, and you ain't even going to have to buy him no thong. He's going to bring his own.
Yeah. Hey, Shake, from behind, you be walking like, damn, she got some nice cheeks.
Man, that's KO.
You jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby. Jiggling, baby.
It's hard being me, man. I'm telling you.
I'm like, I know that suntan anywhere.
Ain't but one tail.
That was show.
Is it cooled off out there a lot?
60-40. It's still 64 degrees.
Man,
that's summertime.
This is nice. This is nice compared to that 313 zip code.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, it'd have been 60-something degrees up north. It'd have been some street racing tonight.
No way.
Shoot.
You ain't know.
Sitting inside of a refrigerator is probably warmer than Detroit right now.
you talking about a Frigidaire?
Man.
They sit around waiting all that time. That track will go away. They should be.
Yeah.
Somebody should be go down it or something with them. They ought to hit it one more time or something, because it'll show slip away from you this time of night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they're changing their tunes up.
Hey, Shake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is Gold Digger going to make another hit, or what are you doing, putting it up?
He's still here in the staging lane. He ain't did nothing yet.
So, Brian,
oh, okay.
he hung in there a few rounds.
Yeah, he hung in there a few rounds, but the rounds that I seen him with, man, the cars wasn't, you know, there wasn't no real super competitive cars. He didn't get to the fast cars until the later rounds, and then they got rid of it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see me run that twin turbo Mustang right off of the back.
Thanks.
That blue one, Showtime.
What's Showtime? Did Showtime ain't do nothing?
No, he hung in there, but your boy put him out of his misery. Put him right out. I mean, they went down through there too. You know how that damn Mustang run upstairs, that turbo.
Yeah.
He didn't have nothing for that Mustang.
No, that motherfucker. Hey, I'm saying y'all, that motherfucker's
shooting,
man.
That motherfucker, they fucked them turbos. That motherfucker was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I know if Chucky would have run into him early on in the day, he'd have been having a funeral for the little doll. Without a doubt. But yeah, he won a few good rounds. But like I say, the cars, you know, it was some of the slower cars that was out of the group.
Yeah.
I don't want to seem like I'm selfish or not, but anybody like some popcorn?
can I get extra butter on mine?
Uncle Larry, you ain't right.
now that he just said it, it seemed like I smell the shit now. I mean, they were selling some drinks down here. What they call them? Woo-woo. Man, they had
the
woo-woo out here, man.
The woo-woo man.
Yeah, man, the woo-woo man. I had a couple of them bad boys. Man, I was feeling woo-woo, too. That motherfucker had some, what they had, Patron in them or whatever. They had some Patron in them. Man, I think everybody at the track had one of them damn things, man, today.
Yeah, the woo-woo would have you saying woo-woo-woo.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Seems like everybody had a
nice
time.
We did.
Everybody had a good time.
And the track was nice and jam-packed, too. It was nice and packed.
There wasn't nothing else going on nowhere else. So it was perfect timing as far as the race concerned. So that's good.
Yeah. They had to move them off the starting line a few times.
Next weekend, we'll all be in Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah. The invasion of Louisiana.
The invasion of Louisiana.
My birthday next weekend.
DJ, you locked up with anybody down there?
No. My car ain't ready yet.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be picking it up by the end of the week, next week, though. So we'll see how that goes.
Here we go.
Hey, All right, sound like they got some motors running now.
Yeah, it's a red Malibu about to do a shakedown.
A red Malibu?
Red is orange, orange with a blue spot in memory of Prince.
Yeah,
Rudd, they, oh, that's Big Low.
Big Low. That's the damn shake, boy. He's a reporter, ain't he? Them the two cars in the final.
Him and Brian. He's
talking about it. He didn't make a shakedown.
Nah, they ain't finna make no shakedown. They finna.
I ain't finna make a rundown.
That's it.
All right, here we go. Kevin, you still on the radio?
You know Kevin fell off.
No,
Kevin gone.
No, he's still here.
He done muted his own mic.
What's up, Uncle Larry?
I want to make sure you're still around. They're going to get ready and call him a loose.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Said Kevin, there ain't no need for Kevin to go on the Wizard Nest. We know he got that money up.
She ain't in the bushes, DJ.
Now
what?
Now
what? Now
Big Low Wind, Kevin gonna climb the bush.
All right, we stay
with him. He ain't in the bushes. He done climbed up in a tree.
This is 10,000, ain't it?
Huh?
This is for $10,000, ain't it?
I don't know what Mike put up.
I believe so.
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for calling in. And we'll talk to everybody later.
Huh?
Well,
you know,
I was saying.
Hey, that don't fuck around.
Tell Mitchell's here.
Are we just sat over here waiting to hit in?
What's up, Kevin?
What's up, man?
I think PayPal works 24 hours.
Hey, DJ. Hey, DJ.
Mustang got the top bulb on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Going down.
Uh-oh.
Big love him.
I guess he's telling Lowe, come on. Lowe got the bulb on. Lowe doubled in. He in. Hit the light.
Oh,
here they come.
Oh, shit.
Woo. I say put about two cars on him.
Damn.
Got bound. Just played the gap man on low. Kevin, send that man his money.
Say 1-800-SAVE-MY-MONEY-MAN.
Send that man his money. He did the gap man on Big Low, baby.
I told you.
Standing right here looking at him.
I saw that.
DJ.
DJ.
Yes.
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 Did the gap man.
Yeah.
He put it on, huh?
Hey,
man.
DJ.
Hey, I just look like this. Don't. You boy shutting up on the dog. I'll be sending all. I'll be sending everybody out there real close. I know what I got to do when I come back.
Hey, Kevin, you need a loan?
Yes, sir.
Six. Okay, I got you. You let DJ outsmart you on this.
Yeah, DJ stuck it to me.
The RX-7 finna make another pass.
Do that.
DJ, can he make payments to you?
Hold on, he said Gold Digger.
Gold Digger.
Oh, they gonna run?
No, we got the RX-7 back up there now.
Oh.
There he comes.
Oh, he got hanging at RX-7 that time.
Motherfucker was rolling there.
Woo!
It did a little bit.
Got off
the
line that time.
Got off.
Time
know what kind of damn fuel he's burning in that motherfucker, but ain't nothing I never smelled before.
Hey, here come Gold Digger. Here come Gold Digger.
It's funny you say that.
Gold Digger finna make a pass.
Yeah, Gold Digger coming up. About to do a burnout.
All right.
Oh, he's gonna win. Oh, shit.
We can't hear the motors now. Can't hear the motor. What happened? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let's go, Digger, y'all. Shake should have it on down there, but.
Yeah, Gold Digger just did the burn out. He's backing up now. About to do a shakedown by itself.
Motor sound good.
No, he accelerated stuck early on him today, y'all.
Wow.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, crossed the lane and went up the hill, shut it off. He got it stopped. Sound like it just sucked in, didn't it?
To air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still in the burnout box?
Yeah, for them to put that car together in 2-3 days, man, they did all right. They had to cut the frame and make some headers. Got together last night, came on down.
Isn't Butt Naked supposed to run?
Nah, but Naked car gets worked on. It just I think he just picked it up tonight.
Oh.
Butt Naked.
He said after he win that race, he gonna run down through the 8th mile, butt naked.
Butt naked, my man. But one thing about him, don't nothing seem to amaze me what butt naked say.
Okay, we got another Detroit guy with the red Mustang about to do a shakedown.
That's Brian.
You in the grudge race, man.
That trick is in the motor.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Them boys in the grudge race, man.
It's not Brian Davis. It's a new one, man.
Why you mute your mic, Shake? We're going to have to fire Shake and Bake.
You ain't got enough clout.
You got to fire. You mute your mic. We want to hear the motor, man.
Shit, I can't hear. You talk about Detroit. I'm standing right here in the motherfucking pit, nigga.
You want to hear the motor, man. You muting the mic. You fired, man.
But you better fire that Malibu up and come on down here before the show's over. Yeah. You want to holler at him?
Hell no.
Come on. Come on, man. Holler at him.
Dog
don't want to holler at you, Tao.
Tell Tao I said, kiss my dick.
You heard it. Man, no love.
You know, when I talk, I have to be ready to talk. I'm tired right now.
He say he's tired right now. Dog don't want to holler right now, man. He said he's hurting from the rooter to the tooter. Hey,
Shay, you better put your ass on, motherfucker.
That's the first. Doc don't want to talk. Dog don't want to talk. That's the first time I've heard that.
Hey, the man been working all day, man. Tell you, you gotta understand, the man been on the mic all day. Let him rest, man. Let him rest.
All right.
And he say, Melvin, he ain't scared of you, bitch.
That's all right. I came 800 miles to call him a bitch, so I got it in. I'm cool.
I like that, Melvin.
That's the only reason why I came, so I can tell him a bitch to his face. I didn't want to tell him over the telephone.
You didn't want to tell him over the telephone again.
No, I didn't want to tell him over the telephone. I wanted to tell him straight to his face. I'm going to go on the lead, shake, fuck him.
Yeah, leave it down there.
Leave that motherfucker down here.
Yeah, leave him down there. He ain't no good up here no damn way.
Man, at least you're going to make some babies.
I got the smoke out there.
What's up,
doctor?
Somewhere.
What's up, baby?
I can't hear.
What's up, Joe?
Talking to that front side.
Well, what's up, Cleo?
What's happening, baby? What's going on, man?
I don't know, man. I was just trying to get the race in, man. Trying to make it for the people, man. Trying to make it for the people. Smack Talk TV.
That's what I
want
to hear, man.
When you heading back out this way, man?
We're going to be out there in July 26th.
San Antonio. Okay, good deal. Good deal. We hope to see you out there, man. World Grudge National.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you out there.
All right, sounds like a plan, man. If you guys ever need me on the radio show again, man, don't hesitate to call. You got my number.
Oh yeah, 10-4, man. You know what? We just
okay.
Wait for three lug to come in.
Okay, good deal, man. We appreciate it. All right, man, take it easy, man.
All right, Frostar, we'll see you. Shake and bake, the roving reporter, man. Like, this is the Emmys, man, catching everybody out there.
You better make up, goddamn it.
What is that? 718? 718.
Just do go keypad. Then go to ad call.
Don't be giving out passwords, man.
Well, that sounds like that was it, fellas.
That's it. No more racing. They all done, Melvin?
Yeah,
shake
it's over.
Shake and bake, you're
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fox 2 says turn in your paper.
Now, hey, you know what, man? You all sounded good, man. I like when they have these live races and they call in from the show, man, because everybody's saying, what's happening, man? We get the updates right there live when they're going down, so.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Tell you, man, y'all to help. Hey, this can help me get through my day at work, man. Whew.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you ought to have a good night tonight at work.
Oh, yeah. Hey, ain't got no more loads to do. Killing time.
Yes, sir.
Well, good
once
deal.
Once I get off the show, I'm going on Facebook and watch the race with my own two eyes.
Yeah, they got a bunch of videos up on Facebook.
Man.
You know, of a lot of the passes and the runs and. That was the first time I ever got to see Brian Davis's car run. I heard so much about it, I never got to see it.
Oh, okay.
So I was kind of
running
cool.
Car.
So, yeah,
that's,
I mean,
a good running car, but he was just in the wrong arena today.
He motherfuckers out here with bullshitting.
Hey, man.
Chucky came to play. Them motherfuckers wasn't playing down here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's starting out good. Starting out good, ain't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matt, I'm looking at pictures
now,
right now.
If you can have this group of cars that was just at this shootout, if this group of cars go around all the different tracks, you have all your tracks jam packed all the time with this shootout crowd you got going on that was in here today. Add a few more of them in there. Shit, you have a 32 car field. Come on, man.
You don't want to sit next to him.
Man, I don't hear all that bullshit, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
I understand.
God damn, all the way here, now all the way back.
Oh,
you want to jump on the road right now?
Sorry, my hand in it. Oh, pretty good.
That was a nice race. Yep, it was a real good race. Like I say, this group of cars, man, they can put them all together and have them travel around. Boy, you have a bad show.
Man, just imagine, man, everybody ain't really ready yet. Man, wait till everybody, like, get ready.
I'm telling you, man, it's a whole bunch of cars that's just pretty much just getting out the shop or almost out the shop. Man, it's going to get, I'm telling you, it's going to get real crazy. Let it get nice and warm.
I don't
want
to hear you.
Oh, man, it's crazy. It's going to be bananas.
It's going to get nuts, man.
I know they better have them right, because if that run into that damn Mustang I've seen tonight that just won this money, they got their hands full.
That blue one.
Yes, sir.
To me, nobody going to run.
Yeah, but I mean, but you got to understand, I mean, like I said, I like him. He's one of my buddies, but he light up the board, so, you know, I don't.
Ain't nobody gonna mess with that.
If I see nothing left,
I'll be totally honest. I know one or two that don't care nothing about him, man. But I'm gonna leave that alone.
What about Jerome?
If I see number one stunner at any track, he got the back tie.
Okay, I'll take that.
Somebody unmuted my damn mic. Hello.
You unmuted yourself.
Hey DJ.
Yeah.
What about Geronimo?
Hey,
you got Gap.
They say my buddy Gap put two cars on him tonight.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That wasn't
Gap
even an old race there. Yeah, Gap.
Him.
He went back enough to go work on it. He come back out there, but.
You said the name of the car, Juana Man?
No.
Geronimo.
But you gotta have a motherfucker like that to kick Tony's ass, though, that's for sure. But ain't, you know, all the rest of them motherfuckers, well, I mean, gotta watch out. That goddamn Camaro will run. Let me tell y'all something. This is what I'm gonna say, because the problem is with those class on 28s and 29s, when you start letting cars like that get in it, and then you keep letting them get in there, then that's what you're gonna end up with, a field full of those type of cars. It's just gonna fuck up the whole field.
Uh-huh.
I said it before, but hey, who am I? Well, you know, and like I said, that's a buddy of mine. But I mean, the only reason they do it because hell, they allow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they know what they're getting into when they get into the shootout. You know,
that's it.
They hear the rules. 28 and 29. It is. Yeah, well, I'm saying, I'm not so much saying for the you know, it makes it a little hard for the guys that, you know, trying to get in the shootout. But, you know, because the grudge race, you got guys. You got, you know, the last ball.
You're going to put them down, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have enough grudge racing cars to make that show like that. You gotta have that shootout makes the show.
Definitely. I ain't saying nothing about
it. It makes the show.
About that, a shootout does make it good for the fans, but
yes, it does.
Boy, they was in there betting. They was going crazy betting too, boy. You should have seen them.
Man,
and they had that. What was that Mustang? That grudge race, the big grudge race. No. Matt Paul when he ran. Jolly Rancher. That was a good ass race.
Who was that?
Jolly Rancher. The boys out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Small block Ford motors.
Uh-huh.
And they ran Matt Paul, one of the boys from up north. And they went out there. They made a pass. And Matt Paul made a real good pass. Kyle looked good.
Hey, what y'all say? I think Jolly Ranch, what y'all think? Jolly Ranch is in the early running for the Grudge Race of the Year already, ain't he?
Yeah, he can be in there because that little joke will run, boy.
He made it on last week in Hattiesburg and Levin and Mississippi. And right back, he was in Phoenix City on Sunday, and now he's in Jackson this weekend.
He got two good grudge races going on tonight. He knocked both of them off.
I'm saying he got a hell of a starting off with a hell of a ring. He got two races. He's 5-0 right now.
Yeah.
I think he had a grudge race in Phoenix City. Can't remember if he did or not. He might be 6-0.
I thought he was
Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, Jolly Rancher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's not like it even had damn mufflers on it or something.
He's cleaning up.
You better believe that's out of the Coupe Performance camp.
Yeah, he came
right,
up.
He's running down through the track.
And also Jolly Rancher's grudge.
And you can tell when he ain't got the nitrous on. He'd be making a move, but you can hear it. But man, when he got that damn nitrous on, that motherfucker sound like a goddamn freight train coming down through there, damn boy. And ain't no little shot in it neither. He come on down through there. I mean, because he gapped Matt Paul. He gapped him good. I'm like, whoa.
Would him and that Mustang be a good run?
Now
turn
left. Who?
Jolly Ranger and that Mustang.
Totally cool from Tyler.
Jolly Ranger who?
And the Mustang.
Totally cool from Tyler.
Talking about DJ.
Huh?
One was in the shootout.
No,
he ain't gonna beat him.
Oh,
like
no.
They two different.
Totally two different.
Jolly Rancher sit there and look like a car come out the showroom almost.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah, he